Cerebral Satire uses adult language and is for adult listeners only. It has the explicit tag for a reason. Putting ice in Merlot is not that bad, Wayne. Don't give me this shit. Cerebral Satire, episode number 20. We are 20 years old. Yo, and how are you?
20 years old.
We are 20 years old. Well, Cerebral Satire is 20 years old. 20 weeks.
It's not 20 episodes
20 weeks old. Well, you know, I was having...
Big fucking difference.
Metaphor, I was having fun. No?
Jesus, okay. If we're doing this 20 years, fucking shoot me.
If we're doing this 20 years, we'll be lucky, dude. Seriously. It'd be awesome. Wayne, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And I love the way you dropped down in the intro so I couldn't reply, you fucker.
Yeah, I do. I put ice in my Merlot.
No, you chill white and you just drink red at warm room temperature. What? Putting exactly. Ice in wine is just wrong.
I was waiting for this conversation, actually. I was like, I wonder how long it's going to be till they fucking dog me for me putting ice
17 degrees Celsius is perfect for red wine.
What is
17
that?
Degrees.
What is that Fahrenheit?
Putting ice in it is going to fucking kill that.
I can understand cider, but you're not drinking cider. Nope. You're drinking fucking red wine.
I'm drinking Merlot. And I have ice in it, and that's what I drink every time we do Cerebral Satire. Ice.
Do people think
Merlot.
You're special when you walk into a bar?
I've had a couple of looks when I've asked for Merlot with some... Now, sometimes I do it, and sometimes I don't. I'd say if I'm with my parents, I do it. If I'm with a date, I don't. So, if I'm with a date, so I don't look weird, I don't put ice in my wine.
There you go.
So you know it looks weird then.
Yeah, probably. Probably
is
looks
it just
a little
one
weird.
Of those personal tastes. You know it's weird, but you like the taste, then I'm all for
it. Now don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do get in the mood for a non-chilled red wine. Okay, I do understand that it goes very well with pasta, non-chilled.
Beef.
There you go. I mean, it goes well with a lot of things.
Beef.
Chicken.
Sausages.
Not beer with sausages. You can't have fucking, you got beer. Anyway. Yes, but that's what I do. Anyway, how's your week, guys? How's your week been? We haven't talked in a week.
Go on, Wayne. You've got some news, mate. So have I, actually, haven't I?
Yeah. Both you guys got big time
Ant,
news.
Ant, you go first.
Go ahead, Ant.
Well, I'm expecting another one of these little troll thingies.
Ant and his lovely quote-unquote wife.
Whatever they are this week.
Yeah, they're technically not married. Ant and his significant other are having another baby.
Yep.
I can't believe
congratulations, mate. You and
thank you.
You and Mama Brooke off of All Wine Aside. She's pregnant too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
It weren't me.
We know. You live in England. She's in Canada. And
I can't
evidently
there's going to be a third ant unleashed onto the world.
Unlike some people on this podcast, her husband has super sperm and got her pregnant the first time they had sex.
Oi, you fucker!
You know, I didn't say who it was.
Whereas, blatantly, yes,
you're
doing the deal and
it down.
Ant has got his missus pregnant, who does it leave?
I'm just saying, I didn't say who it was.
Fucking hell.
How
many kids you got running around, just stupid swat?
I have no idea.
He's got loads, but he's not allowed to mention them.
I honestly have no idea how many kids I have. Honestly, I don't.
I'll let you know. None, because you've got to have sex first.
Boom. So what are you going to name it something? What are you going to name it?
I'm going to name it Trollface.
Trollface. Okay, I like it. Anything else going on this week?
Nah, been pretty good. Still got dodgy ribs. So if I cry during the show, that's because me ribs hurt. But other than that, it's been a normal week, I'd say. But I know we don't like to talk about wrestling on this show, but you know, it is WrestleMania week. So I'm looking forward to that. Wayne's coming round this Sunday.
Yeah. Wayne, I'm so jealous of you guys when you guys get to, you know, you guys work together with SummerSlam, you guys work together with WrestleMania. I'm going to be on a Skype call listening to you guys talk.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. What?
You're just gonna force yourself into the room.
No, Ants said I could Skype in.
You're welcome anytime, mate.
See how he is, guys? See how he is? I invite him into my cerebral satire, and this is how he is. Fucking asshole. Yeah, no. So Wayne and you guys are gonna celebrate. You guys are gonna celebrate with Kai and Walker, right?
Yep. So H and AH Walker will be at the house as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man. Honestly,
getting some Chinese food. Gonna play some Cards Against Humanity.
Oh yes, Ant. Yes.
Getting really drunk.
That sounds awesome. And then watch WrestleMania.
Staying up with my buddies watching wrestling. It's gonna be awesome.
And you're gonna fall asleep.
Hopefully you can wake. You know, stay up longer and 11:30. This time.
Yes. No, because Amy's going to let me nap.
Oh,
aren't
good.
You, Amy?
Good.
That's probably the first she knows of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's looking at me really fucking strange.
What?
Strangely.
No, bitch. You have the kid. I have to take the kid when you're watching WrestleMania. Wayne, what's going on with you, man?
I'm now fully employed again and actually earning a wage. I passed my all my tests today, so.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
None of this working for free bollocks. I'm finally in properly.
This is Wayne's new job. Me.
No, I've got Bighorn, mate. Oh.
So, Wayne, you're going to have to officially change your Twitter name. What's it going to be?
Yeah, everyone's wondering on your Facebook page, by the way.
Do we go Wayne Wazzabaker to keep it in the Baker realms, or do I go Wayne's a bus driver?
No, you fucking hated that job. Why would you want to even keep any sort of memory of it?
No, dude,
I walked into Tesco's today and managed to get told off as a customer. What are the chances of
why
that?
Why did you... What? You didn't tell them to go fuck themselves? Explain, please.
I did tell them they're F off, and then they quite said, can you get your products and leave, pretty much.
Wait, what happened?
I was talking, I went to see John Boy in the bakery, and he was like, oh
John
my God,
you're... Is he a gypsy?
No, he's a bit special, though. So.
You think so? Oh, I'm John Boy, I work in a bakery.
John
Boy. Welcome to Tesco's, would you like a scone?
John Boy to the aisles, please, John Boy to the aisles.
God damn it, I gotta go clean up some puke. I'll be right back.
Go on, sorry,
Wayne. Food prep, you don't touch sick. He shat himself once in HMV, but that's another story. That was quite
why
funny.
HMV?
He said he had to take his pants and put them in the butter market in Ipswich.
Oh, it's like Ant taking his pants and putting it in the toilet.
What?
Anyway, that's not telling the story of. So I went to see him, speaking to him, and then the personnel manager, who's the one that I had the ding dong with the day I quit, she comes up and goes, do you work in the bakery? I was like, no, thank God. She went, there's still no excuse. You're not even wearing a hat. Get out of the bakery. I weren't even in the fucking bakery. I was in the doorway, shout. She proper threw
You're in the doorway. Oh, okay. Now they're proper. She's got a right to do that.
Oh, of course she has.
Wayne, you're like your closest supermarket's Morrison's to your house. Why don't you just fucking shop there? It's better.
Because Claire gets a discount.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Plus, I was being dropped off in Tesco car park on the school run. There's the Stone Market drop was at Tesco's.
You cannot get away from this fucking place.
I had to go to Bury and back on the bus and waste another two hours. One day,
when you come over, we'll go to Stone Market and you can see how much of a thriving community town it is.
Mate, it's massive.
I have a feeling I'm going to be able to walk
over
it.
New York, trust me.
it's not in Atlanta.
No, that's Ipswich. Atlanta is Ipswich. That's the next town.
It's pretty big. Atlanta's pretty big, though.
Olympics there, mate.
Anything else?
Olympics in Stone Market, Wayne. Is there only the special ones?
Anything else going on, Wayne?
Not really.
No? Oh, you're just going to go celebrate with Ant and WrestleMania? I mean, it's like a proper holiday for us, right?
Yeah, I think it's our Super Bowl as well, isn't it? Yeah. It's like the big thing.
Proper chill out and enjoy it with friends. So, I would say probably. I'd actually say I'm enjoying, looking forward to this weekend celebrating WrestleMania. Then I do Christmas because I'm not a great fan of Christmas.
I would say that. I would say, like, it's a proper holiday. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Go ahead.
It is an exciting night, and especially when, if I was watching on my own, I wouldn't be as excited.
Oh, different kettle of fish, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But the fact that I'm actually spending it with the boys, it's all together, it's like a proper night out. We've all got work off the next day. Well, two of us have.
I do.
So the other two are fucking kids. Two just fucking got a loan from the government, bastard.
So
I do.
So
I have the next day off and the next day after that.
Bloody hell. So you're on a bender.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I got to record WrestleCast the next day. Tuesday.
You're going to join us on the Skype, aren't you?
I am. We're going to do a God, I don't want to turn this into WrestleCast, but we're going to do a post-WrestleMania podcast for... We're not going to do a live WrestleMania, I decided. We're not going to do a live. We're going to do a post. Anyway, my week has been a little busy. I've been really busy at work, trying to get everybody back together, get everybody back to focus. It's really tough. I mean, talking about the Top Gear lot, and I know we're going to talk about that, so I don't want to talk about that, really. I've been talking to this brunette on Twitter.
Who?
This brunette. I would call her a brunette. I guess she's a brunette. Yeah, I guess she's a brunette. I haven't seen her in person, so I've been talking to this brunette on Twitter. That's been fun. We have a lot in common. We're both middle child.
Really? That is the one thing, is it?
Well, that's the one thing for him.
Well, you didn't let me finish. Fucking hell. You didn't even let me finish. Sorry, we're both middle child. We both like to argue. we both...
Both got a nose.
Yeah, we have a nose. Now we definitely have different genitalia. That's the
we're
important
both
complete
part. Complete assholes.
I would not rule that out. I would not rule that out.
Sounds like a keeper, mate. She sounds like a keeper.
I'm dating the right awesome. Asshole.
Yeah, and we keep getting both of us keep getting cock blocked on Twitter. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. I've been tweeting a lot during wrestling, so I've been doing that. I don't know. I'm still thinking about getting this dog. What do you guys think about getting a dog?
Mate, if Amy would let me have a dog, I'd have one in a second, yeah? In a heartbeat. Because in my previous relationship, obviously, I've talked about this before, I had a dog, and I had to give the dog away. And then when me and Amy moved in together, we was renting, so we couldn't really have a dog.
Mm-hmm. But then I'm renting, but I can have a dog.
Get a dog, definitely. Man's best friend, get a dog.
Get a dag, as Manny would say. Get a dag.
Definitely.
Wayne, what do you think about dogs?
Get a dog.
Get a little pug. I love their little
I'm
face.
Not getting a fucking pug, Wayne. That's not happening.
Get a bulldog.
I'm not getting a bulldog. I can't. First of all, I can't have a bulldog. Can't have a pit bull. Can't have a bulldog.
Why?
They're considered dangerous animals or whatever.
Oh, fuck off. What about a Staffordshire Bull Terrier?
What?
A Bull Terrier.
No, I don't know. Maybe I could probably have it. I'm not getting it. I'm getting a mixed dog. It's from my nieces. Okay.
Okay. What sort of dog? My nieces. What's it mixed with?
Okay. So they have. So my best friend Jamie has three children now. They have my nephew and my two nieces. Right. Each one of them have a dog. Okay. They started out with Rose. Then they got Blue. Then they got Arrow. And Arrow is a he's got like a dachshund elongated body, but he's bigger than that. He's bigger than a dachshund. So they can't spend enough time with him. They don't have enough focus on him. They realize he's a really good dog and they want to give him away. And I said at one point, I want a dog and I would love to take Arrow. He's a very sweet dog. He never barks. He never barks. Never barks. He's sweet. He's calm. He's a really cool dog. But I'm so scared I don't have enough time for him.
Well, that's the problem. Is he house trained and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, he's house trained, yes.
Is he ever left alone at any time now?
Yes, he's left alone. He's in his kennel, but he is left alone.
Then that's absolutely fine. I know you live in an apartment.
I do.
Stuff, but
well, the apartment I'm not worried about, and I am looking for a running buddy.
Can't get a better running buddy than a dog, mate.
Well, I could get a female. That's an awesome running buddy because you get to watch the asses.
Yeah, but you've got a better chance. Fucking
yeah, I do have a better chance of the dog. And considering the fact that my mate's wife is willing to pay for like the first 3 months of food and toys and stuff, I'm just like,
it's a done deal, man. It's a done deal.
I'm so worried I'm not going to be able to spend enough time with this dog. I want the dog to have a good life. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you'll give it the love and attention it needs.
I know I'll give it the love and
just
attention
it needs.
Get the
doggy pussy.
Yeah.
Just get Christ, the Wayne.
Dog. Next segment.
Okay.
Get the fucking dog.
All right. Get the fucking dog. All right. Hashtag vamp get the dog. There you go. Moving on.
Come back and talk to us when you got the bloody dog.
Next segment.
And if it starts barking while we're recording our shows.
Yeah, there you go. I just wanted you to know, you guys told me to get the dog. There you go. Moving on. All right. Here we go. All right, Wayne, you're going to give us our next article. What is up? Our first and next article. What is up?
Jesus Christ.
With the what's up with the toilet, Wayne?
Yeah, so you know my story is not going to be very educational, and it's off the mirror. And it's the world's weirdest toilet. Men complain they can't urinate because realistic-looking models are too sexy. And basically...
Too sexy?
there's this toilet, and I can't even, I'm just going to say Northern China, because I'm not even going to try and say the name.
You got to try it. You're a part of the Cerebral Satire team, mate. You have to try it.
Got
to
try.
It's at a restaurant, and it's located in the city of Taiwan, not Taiwan, but Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go.
Where's the province in Wayne?
It's in... You fucker.
You gotta do it, dude.
It's in Northern China at Shaanxi.
Shaanxi?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
It's got an X in. How do you pronounce it? I don't bloody know.
You got it right so far. I think you're doing good.
Yeah, anyway, this is a toilet located in a restaurant. And you've got the urinals up against the wall like you normally do. And behind each urinal, they've got see-through walls. Don't ask me why. And behind them are mannequins. Scantily clad. They're like in knickers and like a dressing gown.
They're in lingerie, Wayne. They're in lingerie.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
The bits hanging out.
All right.
And just behind the thingy. And apparently the customers are getting freaked out because it's literally you're face to face with them. So you got your donger out, you're urinating, and you've got literally a woman in lingerie vacantly looking at you. And
I don't think she's looking at you.
Well, they from the picture I saw, they are kind of staring down. Like they kind of.
There's this one great picture.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're saying
because they haven't got retinas. Right.
Be so serious all the time.
But I don't... There's this fantastic picture, right, from behind the shoulder of this bloke.
There's a good picture.
And I just don't understand why they've done it. Because these mannequins, they're not lifelike at all. Oh. The hair just looks plonked.
All right, Ant. Are you going to go into a bar? Okay, you're going to a pub, okay?
Right, I'm in a pub, yeah.
Drinking, as you normally do.
Yep.
Okay. And then, as you normally do, you get to piss like 5 minutes later because you have the world's smallest bladder.
Yep.
Okay. You go into the pub. All of a sudden, you walk in. There's a clear glass in front of you with urinals that are see-through. Essentially, the urinals are see-through as well.
Yeah.
You have to whip your dick out, and there's a mannequin standing right in front of you in the glass that's in lingerie.
Yeah.
Are you going to not be able to take a piss, or are you going to be able to take a piss?
Well, if I'm in a pub, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll walk into the toilet.
You stumble into the toilet.
Hello, darling. Is this the blokes? And I won't get a response. And I'll say, oh, I'll just piss on
you. I can hear you tapping on the glass. Hello? Anybody there?
I've got to save her. Get her
out of there. She can't breathe.
But one of them looks like David Bowie. So,
well, David Bowie is a very attractive female.
Okay. But yeah, it's like one of those little fucking trendy places. I wouldn't have a problem pissing in that room.
All right.
Because it's a fucking... That's like saying I can't piss where there's a statue.
Well, we know pretty much you can piss anywhere because you got arrested for pissing in public.
Yes, I did get arrested for pissing. But I didn't get... I actually got de-arrested on the same night.
What's de-arrested? Unarrested?
He unarrested me. He arrested me, put me in handcuffs, and then 20 minutes later, he unarrested me.
Okay.
Because I don't think he could be bothered with my bullshit that I was giving him.
I probably agree with that because I deal with your bullshit every single week, twice a week.
Exactly.
This is the other thing. Now, would you... Okay, you're at the pub, right?
Yeah.
And I'll ask this of Wayne, too. You guys are at the pub, drinking pub. Okay. Like, oh, I got to go for a piss. Both of you got to go for a piss. You walk in, instead of walking up to urinals with no stalls, you have to be in stalls, okay?
Yeah.
There's no urinals. You have to go into stalls. Maybe there's urinals in the stalls, all right?
Yeah.
Instead of mannequins, there's strippers there.
Hello.
What, real strippers?
Real life strippers. See-through walls. You can see her. She can see you.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you gonna?
Why can't I just sit down in the toilet and have a piss?
Nope. Only stand up.
I've got to stand up.
Yep, only urinals. Are you going to take a piss, or are you more likely to beat your dick?
I think if I've gone in there needing a piss, I can't wank while I need a piss.
Okay.
That's impossible. But Wayne, I've been with Wayne in public. Wayne can't piss in front of any other human. So he'd be fucked, wouldn't you, Wayne?
Wayne, get closer to the mic. We can't hear you.
Well, I weren't speaking. I was just saying I get stage fright.
So are you going to be able to pee in front of the mannequins?
Trust me, they don't look realistic. I don't know what this bloody Sun Cow, as he's 24 from the local area, was going on about.
Sun Cow.
I thought you said Simon Cow.
Oh.
No, I was like, he might have mannequins in his room.
Fat fuck.
What's his name? They're not Sun Cow.
Sun Cow.
24. Todd, local TV. Sun Cow. They don't look realistic at all.
They really don't look realistic. I could go with that. Our mannequins in the U.S., some of them, and if you go into like the higher class places, they have nipples. These don't even have nipples.
So, well, if you're in the U.S., they turn it into Daryl Hannah.
Evidently, they do. That would be fantastic.
No, it's Kim Cattrall, isn't it?
That's an old joke.
Oh, shit, it is Kim Cattrall.
Fuck, we're old.
Daryl Hannah was Splash. Right?
Yeah, yes, yeah, the mermaid one. Yeah, you're right. Okay. God, boom. We're all old. That's all I'm saying. We're old.
So if I Wayne need to piss, I'll fucking piss.
So you will piss, and then are you gonna jerk off? Like
your wee splatter goes everywhere.
And that chick is gonna be there, full on naked, like spreading veg against that window because that's her fucking job, son.
Yeah, that's her job, and my job's to go in that pub and get drunk. I'm a man. I take precedence of drinking over women.
Okay, over women.
Can I ask one thing?
Over
if
women.
I'm in a pub, I'm not waiting.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne. Go ahead.
Right. So if this is London, right, and it's a toilet, and you've got the naked woman smearing her lips all over the screen and everything, fair enough. What would there be? The man with his table selling you chopper chop lollies, watching
what?
As well.
What?
The hand washing man.
Oh, like the
toilet guard,
Toilet attendant, the restroom attendant.
Yeah,
probably. I would say yes. Yeah.
So you not only got the woman, you've got the toilet man grinning. But again, you come out with stuff on your hand. He's gonna know.
Yes, he is.
Wait, can I ask you a question about those toilet attendants?
I would not buy a lolly from him. I don't know. Hang on. It's just wrong.
You know when people emigrate over to here, like from Africa.
Don't think you're taking this where I think you were.
Do they go into the job centre and they toilet attendant for you? Why are they always from Africa?
I was going to say the same thing, but I didn't because I thought it was going to be
the views of Ant and Wayne are not the views of Cerebral Satire or the DSJNP Network or DSJNP Entertainment Incorporated. Thank you very much.
They're trying to wash your hands and they force the soap on there for you to pay them. It's like, I didn't fucking ask for it.
You guys accusing me of being racist. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's not being racist. It's just...
A little bit.
A little bit stereotypical, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been in hundreds of toilets and they've all been African, so there's got to be something going on there.
Just saying. Right. Wow. Okay, anybody else want to say anything about the toilets with the mannequins in front of it?
I think it's probably best to move on.
All right, I think so too. Let's move on from there. Wow. Just motherfucking wow. If you don't know what that theme song is, you're a fucking idiot. You should know what that theme song is because 33 million people around the world knows what that theme song is. Oh, sorry. 330 million people around the world know what that theme song is.
Do you actually know what the song's called?
It's taken from a classic rock band. I don't know what the song's called.
It's called Jessica. There we go. My little fact.
There you go, Ant. Good. Nice job. Ant, tell us about Top Gear. What's going on with Top Gear?
Well, it seems that Clarkson doesn't like Irish people, and he doesn't like not having his dinner. Like most men, we like our dinner on time. This little producer, that little Irish producer fella.
He wasn't even on time. It was late.
Well,
I'm
whatever.
Sorry. I'll be quiet.
He was obviously tired. It was a long day. They was out for dinner. The dinner didn't turn up, and it was late. And he decided to start calling him expletives, and then gave him a little slap.
Yeah.
This guy had his lip split. He went to hospital.
Went to hospital for a lip split?
Yeah, he was obviously just being an arsehole.
Jesus.
And then it's come out in the news that now BBC have sacked Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson is the person that is the main host of Top Gear, in case you guys don't know. He's the main host of Top Gear. He's the one that carried Top Gear for like 20 years, some crazy amount of time. He had been hosting Top Gear
87, I believe, something like that.
Yeah, crazy. He owned Top Gear. He bought it and then owned it for a while. Then he sold it to BBC and he made like fucking millions of dollars. He's like a quadruple millionaire or some shit. That's not to take away from Jeremy. I'm going to wait for this. Okay, did you want to read the statement from BBC or no?
I think we've pretty much all heard it. I think all our listeners have probably heard it umpteen times as well. I want to get into the fact that, firstly, do we think they were right to sack him? Now, to be fair, if I was at work and I punched someone, whether it was, harmless jesting or not,
you're done.
I split their lip, I made them bleed, I'd expect to be sacked.
You can't draw blood.
Yeah. I will say this. If it's harmless, if it's like a play thing, you probably won't be sacked. Like, as long as the person doesn't find offense for it, you probably won't be sacked.
Exactly. It's all about the other party in that matter.
But if you're actually upset and you're yelling expletives and you're... I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sitting on a... And I've never been on a fucking TV shoot. I've never been on a movie shoot. I've never been on anything. If I'm sitting on a TV shoot for, what did he say? I think it was like 11 hours or 10 hours they were shooting.
Yeah.
Something like that today. And I came back to the hotel, which was a fancy hotel. Okay. Granted, they deserve it. They've been on set for however many hours each day or whatever. Take the hotel. I would fucking do it. And I came back and I didn't get a warm meal. I would be fucking pissed too. I would be. No, that's just me. I would be pissed. As a manager that I am a manager. If one employee hits another employee, that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
That's it. You're done. It's just a fact of life.
Do you not think that Clarkson does, when you see him and his sort of philosophy of life, do you think he'd be difficult to work with? Because I do.
I don't know, because this is the only producer that I've heard say anything about him, and then both of his colleagues say great things about him. Like, they say he could be a knob, but so are you and I.
Yeah.
So, like, but we work well together. But
I can be incredibly difficult.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, you can. Fuck yes, you can, Wayne. Back me up on this, please. Right before the show,
it's perfectly pleasant.
No, oh yeah, okay, all right.
Thank you,
might
Wayne.
Be because you're like the producer of this show as well. Yeah, why he's an asshole to you?
Wow, so Jesus fucking Christ!
You ought to watch your lip, otherwise he might split it.
So, so as a manager at a actual business, I have to say yes. If you punch someone, if you physically hurt someone, you're going to get fired. End of story. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And we were going at it on Facebook, and it's funny because I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. Kiwi Tuts, who's a listener to this podcast, decided to voice his opinion on Facebook. And he voiced his opinion in the way that he does not personally like Jeremy Clarkson. No. The post was, I'm glad this happened. It was essentially like that. It was like, I'm happy he got fired. That's essentially what his comment was. And one of his friends or colleagues or whoever agreed with him. And then a couple of us disagreed with him. His friends, colleagues, whatever, disagreed with him. And we started to try to find out where this was coming from. He said, as a TV presenter, he was upset that that Jeremy got fired. But as a person, he was happy that it happened because Jeremy is a loudmouth commentator. That may be true. And then another person went in and asked him a question, and I went in and asked him a question, and then he shut the thread down. Because this is how controversial this person is, Jeremy Clarkson.
He is.
He is very controversial. Controversy sometimes is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look at the ratings for the show. 350 million
around the
viewers.
World.
I mean, that's
insane.
You know, him being controversial has got good ratings.
That's Super Bowl. That's Super Bowl fucking numbers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So, but on my point is, there's people on TV who I detest. Guess what? I don't watch them.
Exactly. Thank you.
So, you know, I can see your point on it. But to wish someone ill will that they've actually lost their job, you know, that's their livelihood, to be fair. That's not a good thing. I mean, it is their job at the end of the day. And, you know, for me, the BBC had got, you were saying earlier about if someone punched someone, that's it, they're gone. But what if that same person brought you £50 million revenue a year?
It doesn't matter.
Jeez, I know it doesn't matter, but Jesus, you doing it must be crying.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I don't want to do this, but I mean, have to.
Your prime
minister. The BBC hands were tied.
Yeah. Your prime minister said, bring back Clarkson.
Yes. But where does our prime minister live?
I don't know.
He lives in the same sleepy village as Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson.
There you go.
they're good friends.
And I get that. And I understand that. And I'm sure he knows, your prime minister knows that, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. He doesn't have a say in it.
No.
He's going to voice his opinion as a fan, not as a prime minister.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
Wayne?
I'm more frustrated from personal opinion because that's going to be it for him on Top Gear, but he'll get somewhere else and we'll watch him on there. And I hope it's Channel 4 because they'll be the only network that can half afford him and let him have the freedom to carry on being Jeremy Clarkson.
Now,
but it was the correct thing to do to sack him because you can't draw blood out of an employee by slapping them or whatever.
It was the correct thing to do, absolutely. I'm going on record. I went on my Facebook page and said as such. This is the thing, okay? I love Top Gear. I'm not, like, when I say I love Top Gear, I'm not kidding that I love Top Gear, okay? It is a...
That was one of the first few things that we ever spoke about on Skype after recording the first WrestleCast.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is very well written. It is shot beautifully. I mean, it is one of the most beautiful shows you could ever watch. The music is perfect. The commentators together are perfect. It is a perfect mesh of people and ideas and motor. Like, I'm not even a big car guy. That's the thing. That's the thing about it. I'm not a big car guy. But when these guys tell me a story about a car, it enthralls me.
Well, that's the thing. I was talking to my dad about this, and he moans because he is a bit of a car guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, this is just nonsense. It's all set up. I was like, Dad, it's an entertainment show.
That's the fucking point. It's supposed to be set up. Yes, it's set up. It's always set up.
It's basically just a comedy entertainment show.
That's exactly what it is. I think what annoys me is
my dad's exactly the same. He can't stand Clarkson, and me and Richard love it. And he turns around, oh, I remember when Top Gear used to be about cars. Yeah, but it's reformatted. It's a different show.
And it's an entertainment show. Can you remember those days?
The old Quentin Wilson days, yeah.
Yeah, 1 million viewers worldwide, exactly. Literally just in the UK. And what they've done is made it into a 350 million viewers worldwide.
And spin-offs in Russia, Australia, America. Who knows? I don't even know the other ones. I haven't even seen my American episode yet. I hate the American Top Gear, but I wanted to see the episode. I wanted to see the UK Top Gear beat the American Top Gear because they cheated as they normally do.
But basically, I've got two questions.
Yeah.
For us three, okay. Right? Number one, who do we want to see present the new Top Gear? So basically what they're saying is that Clarkson, Hammond, and May are gone.
Well, you want to hear from May right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, it's only a minute seven, so let's hear from May.
Reaction then? Well, apparently they've shot him.
Sorry, this is an interview from Sky News with May. They caught May right outside his apartment or office or wherever he's going. I'm not sure where he's going, but this is the interview with May. The first person is the interviewer. The second person talking about Clarkson being shot is May.
Reaction then? Well, apparently they've shot him. I've only found this out by prizing the information out of various BBC sources. Nobody's actually told me officially until a few moments ago when they emailed. I don't really have anything to say about it. It's a tragedy. I'm sorry that what ought to have been a small incident sorted out easily turned into something big. I don't really want to say anything more than that at the moment. I've only known for the past few minutes. And if you'll excuse me, I very desperately have to write the eBay listing for my Ferrari.
Thank you, goodbye.
It's probably within the law and their hands are tied.
Can Top Gear continue?
I'm sure Top Gear will continue in some way. It can, you know, it existed before us. It's been reformatted several times.
Will you stay at Top Gear?
Well, I don't want to talk about that too much, but I think we're very much, the three of us, as a package, it works for very complicated reasons that a lot of people don't fully understand. So that will require a lot of careful thought. And what about a possible replacement for Jeremy? Who would you be prepared to work with? Who would you like to work with?
Much as I think he's a knob, I quite like working with Jeremy.
Reaction.
Go ahead,
I love
go ahead,
the eBay.
Ahead,
I need to. I know. Love the eBay list comment. My Ferrari. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
I take my fucking money. Take my fucking money. I don't care if they're reviewing fucking cakes. I don't care if they're reviewing bicycles. Take my money. Those three together. It's just like, it reminds me of us three together.
But that's going to be my second question. So what's my first question is, who do you want to present Top Gear?
No one. I want
the show to die now.
I would rather have the show die than have those three gone.
They were Top Gear, so if they're going to relaunch, they might as well have a new program and call it something new.
Absolutely. Yep.
I disagree slightly.
Okay. All right.
Because I think, yes, they're fantastic, but you got to think the writers, the producers, mm-hmm. the director, they're all still there.
You do know they are the right. They are the, like, Jeremy's the writer.
Jeremy is not the sole writer. There's
not the sole. I didn't say sole writer. I said Jeremy is
exactly.
a writer.
He's a part of that mm-hmm. team.
Yes.
And yes, you know, it's a simple case. In any job, you lose a part of a member of the team. As valuable as they might be, they're replaceable. And Top Gear will survive.
Yeah.
It certainly will. It will carry on. 100% is going to carry on. So I want to know, who would you like to be in there? Obviously, because it is going to carry on.
I don't know. I don't know enough about. I mean, it's obviously has to be someone from the UK.
Chris Evans has been on Top Gear a few times. Have you heard of him?
No. I mean, I've probably seen him.
Did you remember an episode with James May, and he went to Chris Evans's house and he had a whole room full of white Ferraris?
Yes, yes, I know who that is.
That's
now.
Chris Evans. He's okay. a radio presenter over here.
He didn't seem
very
like
funny
he's,
guy, he didn't very see, rich guy.
He didn't seem like he was that funny.
Oh, he's very is.
Very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the highest paid radio / TV presenter in this country.
He's their sense of humor, that sort of 40s.
Yeah,
your old man humor, that would work actually.
I think Chris Evans would be fantastic. Chris Evans came out today and said, because he is the favorite, and he said, "I will not take that job." What did he
That's
say?
What I'm saying, something man. Like, "It's just like no one is gonna."
Well, he's very close friends with Jeremy Clarkson as well, so you know he doesn't want it.
Anyone basically. That takes that job is gonna get fucking crucified.
It is a little bit of a poison chalice, but
and James and Richard are not going to sign up again. They're not going to do it.
No, they've made that pretty clear.
Yes.
Now.
They, I mean, they're a team. It's like if Spanish announce table try to take Wayne. It doesn't work.
See you, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne. It does, but it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It doesn't work. Those three together have something, and like James was saying, it's complicated because he can't explain it. And it's like us. It's complicated. Why do we get along? Why do we have fun? We don't like. Fuck I don't man. Fuck if I know, man. I don't know. Wayne doesn't even like anything we believe in, and fucking, I don't know. It just. Those three together work. And I don't know why they work, they do work.
Okay, it brings me to my second question, mm-hmm. is what next for those three?
Channel 4. Yeah, I'm going to assume they're going to get...
Channel 4 can't afford them.
Well, I'm going to assume if this contract is up, they probably don't have a no-compete, first of all. At least Jeremy probably doesn't, I'm going to assume.
I'm thinking that Sky might sign them up.
It's a possibility. I know they don't own Top Gear, but what's the next like major network? I heard rumors about them moving to Atlanta. I mean moving to America. At least Jeremy getting a show in America.
I don't think that would work.
I don't think it would work either.
I honestly do think that they need to do, you know, what's not broken, don't fix it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's their premise is fantastic. They can take that show and do it elsewhere.
My question is...
You don't call it Top Gear, you call it, you know...
Top Speed.
Yeah, or something like shift, that. Fifth shift. There you go. You know, something like that. I know we've got Fifth Gear over here as well.
But yeah, but I know. It's just a play on words. I get it.
But, you know, you just take that show, you give it out to the highest bidder, mm-hmm. which predominantly is going to be ITV over here or Sky.
Yeah, I mean...
And put it back on TV.
Essentially, you think BBC actually made money off of this deal or not? I mean, because they've only been with BBC for, what, 3 or 4 years?
Who?
Top Gear.
No, it's always been BBC.
It's always been BBC show.
It has?
Yeah, since the '80s.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought because they were talking about they were on the other channel or something.
No.
Okay.
Right. Always been BBC.
Well, I mean, it's always been BBC America here. So for me, it's always been the same.
Yeah. But yeah, £50 million revenue a year to take that sort of hit is gonna. It's a big blow.
That's a huge blow. Guess what that'll mean, Wayne? To BBC.
Because our fucking license fee will go up. That's what it means.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Answer my question about that. Can you not, like, if you don't pay a license fee for BBC, you don't get BBC?
No, you'll get taken to court.
Oh wow. A lot of people on Twitter threatened they weren't going to pay their license fee for BBC.
It's fucking weird because BBC in this country doesn't have adverts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Every other channel has adverts.
Okay,
gotcha.
Okay.
But BBC doesn't.
So
what you have to do with BBC, you have to pay a license fee, which is £90 a year for BBC viewing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't watch much BBC, but you have to fucking pay it. And people are saying, well, scramble BBC, all the BBC channels.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah.
You fucking pay it. Basically, it's a tax. It's government run. It's
I mean, it's a government run TV channel. That's why. So you have to pay it. You have no choice.
Yeah. You fucking pay it. If you don't pay it, you'll get a massive fine and you'll go have a day in court. And that's what it is.
I swear I saw more than 20 people on Twitter say that, say they weren't going to pay their BBC tax.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a fucking something you can sign. What's that? What are they called? Petition going around saying don't pay the thing. But you get those quite often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wayne, any last words on this?
Not really until we get next, either one of their steps, really, either Clarkson and the boys' next step or the BBC's next step on Top Gear. How do you reckon there's going to be, like, not a no-compete deal, but do you reckon there's going to be any deal in place that will delay it, or do you reckon that will be, like, literally next couple of months we'll hear details on that?
They said they were going to renew Top Gear, but not Jeremy Clarkson, and they didn't really speak about Richard or James.
Apparently, I've heard that I've listened to a BBC radio interview with the head of the BBC, and he stated today that all of their contracts are up for renewal at the end of the month.
Yep.
So obviously they'll be gone by the 1st of April.
Richard and James said pretty much, I mean, they have gone, both of them have gone on record saying if Jeremy goes, they go.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Honestly, I would do the same thing. If we all work for a company and Ant punch somebody in the face, which is probably more likely than me, but... I would go too. I would just not renew my contract. BBC is not the only place, man. They're just not. You may not have the Top Gear anymore, but you have somebody that's willing to say, hey, let's name it the Richard, James, and Jeremy show.
Yeah. You, everyone knows that within the next 12 months, we're going to have a show with those three gentlemen together, probably talking about cars.
I'm buying it. Take my fucking money. Money.
And for whoever's buying that idea is probably buying into 350 million viewers.
You got it. Close to it. I'd probably say at least 200 million viewers.
So that's
why they're saying America could be it. Like, that's like America's TV channels could be like, dude, come here. Fucking, we will pay you. Bring us fucking viewers. Bring us all these viewers around the world. They could do it, dude.
Well, yeah, you got fucking James Corden on taking off over Jay Leto now.
Yeah,
what is
exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Fuck, all right, no, moving on. Let's go to the next one. Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
Why?
That still gets me
every time.
It still gets everyone. I don't know why,
I'm telling you, it gets me every time. All right, Wayne, let's go.
Yeah.
A man was executed for starting the Great Fire of London after he claimed he threw a firebomb through a bakery window. This was despite the fact that he was heavily crippled, the bakery had no windows, and it was proven at his trial that he wasn't even in the country at the time.
And they still bopped him off?
They still bopped him off.
Was this before or after Guy Fawkes? No, it's not the Great Fire of London, was it? That's fuck that up, didn't I? I should go back to school and do history, obviously.
Even I know better than that.
What do you mean? Was it? Do you mean in timeline? Was it before or after Guy Fawkes?
That was after, weren't it?
Well, what year? What year was the Guy Fawkes?
I don't know. November sometime.
Wayne, we had an episode of this, by the way.
November sometime.
Really?
Oh, no. Wait, Bamp, you don't know how fucking ridiculous that was. Fireworks night is the 5th of November every fucking year in this country, Wayne. Yep. And it's you're saying it's November sometime.
Well, that's all so quick around November, isn't it? Wayne, you know, you've got that November 11th, the Remembrance Day. It all comes like bang, bang.
Literally bang, bang. It's fucking fireworks, Wayne. It's the only time you guys are allowed to shoot off fucking shitty fireworks.
Twice. We've got New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's as well. Come on.
Remember the 5th of November? Fucking A, I saw one movie and I love that shit.
Jesus Christ. So you don't know what year all this happened then, do you?
Kicked off in 18 something, didn't it? I don't know.
You're about 200 years too far.
1666, my friend.
There we go.
Thank you, Carb. We appreciate that. This is Carb from Old School at the Movies, guys.
1066 was the Battle of Hastings.
Yes, 1066 was the Battle of Hastings. Thank you for remembering a date from history. Was 1945 the end of World War II? Good on you.
I believe so, yeah.
Fucking hell. Have you got anything to say about the poor guy, Wayne?
What, did he admit it? Did you say he admitted it, even though he couldn't have?
Yeah.
Listen, he's old folk, then, isn't
he? He was a cripple.
Don't mean he has to be stupid.
That's a good point, Wayne. That's a good point. Not sure what to say about that. All right, Ian, give us your next one.
All right, okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
When James Bond actor Daniel Craig first ran off with current wife Rachel Weisz, he had a fiance that run up $1 million on his credit card as revenge when she found out about the two.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'd go for it, because that's like your payday, isn't it? It's like having to put up with Daniel Craig. Boom.
Daniel Craig is married to Rachel Weisz?
Yep.
Lucky fucker.
Well, he is James Bond.
Yeah.
Not many men in the world can say they're fucking James Bond.
She's pretty hot.
That's like ultimate fantasy thing.
She's pretty hot.
No man can say they're fucking James Bond.
What?
That's what you said. Not many men can say they're fucking James Bond.
I don't know. I bet Roger Moore was in a film called Boat Trip. You've never seen that film.
I'm pretty sure Sean Connery can say he was fucking James Bond.
Well, he was fucking him.
How can you fuck yourself?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go.
How was he fucking himself?
Okay, can we go to the next fact, please?
Did he have the
ribs? How come, right? If I say something stupid, we've got to dissect it. Yeah, if he says something, I don't know why I'm pointing to the right of me, but I'm pointing. Hey, if he says something stupid, right, we move on.
I hate you all.
He was worried that we're going to get onto the thing we done off air, that can you give yourself a blowjob thing 3 weeks ago.
Hey, why are you bringing that up?
Because I thought that's the only way that Sean Connery can fuck James Bond.
Anyway, I'm moving on. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wayne?
Yeah?
Until 1974, it was illegal to appear in public in Chicago if you were ugly.
When was that?
What?
What year was that?
1974.
I wonder if Heavyset doesn't like Chicago.
Your birth date's not 1974, Wayne, is it?
No, 86. What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Move on.
I don't
man.
Live in Chicago.
Just move on.
I don't. What?
Wayne.
Yeah.
That one was great.
I know.
Fans of Harry Potter tend to be more politically tolerant, politically active, and open to diversity, and less orphan. Oh, for fuck's sake! I've had a wine.
You're certainly not a Harry Potter fan, are you?
Authoritarian. There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
My dad read Harry Potter, but he don't like politics.
Okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
If you commit suicide in Japan by jumping onto an oncoming train or killing yourself in an apartment building, the train / building company can or will sue your family to clean up fees, loss of income, and negative publicity brought on by your suicide.
Now, one hand, I think fucking brilliant too, right? But then on the other hand, I think about the poor family that lose someone and then has that. So I don't know what to do with that one.
Can I jump in on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we're in a wide public transportation area, and people jump during rush hour all the time. I would so be happy with if this came into effect here in Montreal.
What do you mean all the time?
We have jumpers at least once a month during rush hour.
What?
It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
Once a month?
It feels like it, I swear. It's ridiculous.
Canada is a sad, depressing place,
well,
guys.
Montreal can be a little sad and depressing.
Why? Why is Montreal so sad? Well,
depressing? Because I speak French.
It's the cheapest post-secondary education in the world, yet the students are always striking because it apparently isn't cheap enough.
The students are striking?
Oh, yeah. The students strike and protest how they pay too much, yet they pay the cheapest in the world. There's kids who come here from all over the world, get their education, and then leave because it's so cheap.
Carp, we pay the most in the world, £11,000 a year.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, what do we pay? We pay more than that. We have to.
No,
pay more
we are the most in the world.
You are?
Yes, okay. £11,000 a year.
And we celebrate that, yeah.
Well, isn't the U.S. almost $30,000 to $40,000 a year?
I'm checking right now.
I mean, I'm assuming like Yale and Harvard are obviously way up there, whereas
of course.
University of Phoenix is probably one of your cheaper ones.
University of Phoenix is actually not cheap. It's actually quite expensive. From 2011 to 2012, all tuitions, $33,000.
Yeah.
A year.
You know what ours is a year?
Yeah.
$6,000 Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for getting a PhD.
That would be... yep. And a two-year would be $23,000. A four-year would be $33,000. So it's like...
A year.
Yep. So you're looking at around $12,000 a year. Plus tax and all that shit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whereas us is...
How much, sorry?
About $12,000 a year.
Which is obviously less than £11,000 a year.
Yes. Yeah, slightly. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah,
not
you're
slightly.
Right.
Not slightly, and yes, I am right.
I always do that to them about their money.
Stupid math.
stupid fucking fake
exchange rates.
Fake money.
Sterling's king, damn.
Fucking with your pounds and your fake money. It's bullshit.
You're the one with Monopoly money.
No, you have a chick on your fucking dollar bills.
We have dollar and $2 coins.
See? That's even worse. You have coins. You guys are still using coins.
All right. Fuck yous, too. This is Wayne's facts.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wayne.
Yeah?
Dentists have found that the effects of soda on teeth are strikingly similar to that of the effects of meth or crack on your teeth.
Wouldn't surprise me. Have you ever seen that video about putting an egg in a cup of cola?
No.
No.
Just an egg. Don't boil it. Don't do nothing. Shell, sloppy insides, everything. Just put it in.
What, the whole shell?
Yeah.
Everything.
Leave it in there. I don't know if it's a week or a year, one or the other.
Wayne, you
get out.
Wayne.
It's like a...
You crack it, right? So you crack it and then you put
just get the egg out of the duck's ass, put it straight in your cola.
Why
is it a duck's egg?
The duck's ass?
Don't matter. I don't know why
it's
I said
it's not a chicken's
duck.
Egg, no.
I'm not birdist. That can come from any bird.
The duck's ass.
Get it, put it in your soda, leave it there a week or a year, I can't remember whichever one. Go on YouTube if you're that.
Well, that's a big difference.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard, mate.
Right, just let me finish. You get it out, it's all soft and squidgy like a bouncy ball. The shell, that's normally crackable, goes all squidgy.
He said duck's ass.
Really, that's the thing you got out of that?
Dude, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. No one on this planet, on this motherfucking planet, if you say egg, everyone in this planet thinks chicken, not fucking duck. Only you fucking in
very
this planet.
True, very
only
true.
You think duck.
Ducks have eggs, don't they?
So do fucking emus.
I'm sure if you put a snake egg, I think snake's eggs are quite sort of wobbly anyway, but...
I remember that my mum was a dental nurse, right?
Oh my
and
God,
when my tooth, when my little baby tooth came out, she said, watch this. And she used to get my baby teeth and put them in a bit of Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
and
them.
Literally within 1 minute, there'd be no tooth left.
Oh, no tooth, yeah.
They completely dissolve.
Yeah, Mythbusters did this. And it does happen, yeah. If you put teeth in cola, it pretty much eats it up.
I've got a bottle of Coke sitting right here and I don't really want it now.
Yeah, it's the acidity in it. Yeah, we talked about this on WrestleCast.
Coca-Cola is one of the most disgusting, horrible things you can put through your body.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink. That's like, why they're seriously. That's why they're trying to go back. Pepsi and Coke are trying to go back to natural sugar instead of the acidic sugar they use now.
Don't they have that in the Walmarts? The throwback.
The throwback is actually worse than the normal stuff because it's like four times the amount of sugar because they were trying to equal the taste. But literally, their Coke and Pepsi are, over the next 4 years, are going to dial back the amount of fake sugar in, well, the amount of sugar in general in and Pepsi. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a fact. It's a fact.
It's not devil facts.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Sean Bean is terrified of flying. So during the Lord of the Rings, when the cast had to fly it to remote shoot locations by helicopter, like the snowy mountains, he traveled part of the way via a ski lift and then spent 2 hours walking the remainder of the journey in full Boromore costume.
Oh, I bloody love that bloke, Sean, but he's amazing. He's like the man's man.
Do you want to top up your O2 mobile?
He's just brilliant. I love him.
Fucking advert of all the things to fucking of all the things to quote
was one of the main characters on one of the most Wayne he was one of the most main characters on one of the most popular TV shows of all time, and you quote a fucking mobile phone commercial.
And he was Alec Trevelyan in GoldenEye.
Duck's egg is all I have to say, guys. Duck's fucking egg. Duck's fucking egg right there. That's exactly what that is. It's exactly what the fuck that is. Why are you not following Wayne on Twitter? I have no idea, all of you that are listening right now. I have no idea. You should be.
Oh, my God. He pulls a fucking quote from an O2 advert. Oh, my life. I've been watching Game of Thrones now. It's really good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yeah?
In March 2015, a Georgia teen was arrested for stealing a goat. He was going to ask the girl he liked if she would goat to prom with him.
Goat prom.
Yes.
Please don't say he put the two in there.
No, you put the two in there. Goat.
No, that's wrong. Then it don't work. See, why I choose you worked on The Simpsons because it was funny. This one in because he's put a two. It's will you goat prom with me? Like he's like from Yorkshire. Will you goat prom with me?
No, it's goat to prom with me.
Wait, you did also say Georgia and Atlanta, right?
Hey. There's no Atlanta. Like, there's no Atlanta in there. It's just Georgia.
Devil, what? Do you like goats in Atlanta?
In Atlanta? No, Wayne. We're a metropolis.
You don't like goats?
Dude, I like goat to eat in Atlanta. We're a metropolis, dude. We don't have fucking
so
fields.
Why is this bloke trying to use a goat
Georgia,
to hook up with?
Georgia is a big state.
It's funny. It's a play on words, and it's funny.
Georgia is a big state, dude. It's a big state.
Did he
state.
Dress the goat up in like a dicky bow and a suit?
I don't
so like the goat was there with him, and they were like, "Bah!"
I can't tell you.
Will you goat to prom with me?
I can't tell you how much I love the fact that he asked you questions, and I know you don't know the answers to the questions.
Why the fuck do I even do this? I'm moving on. Wayne?
Yeah?
This one's for Vamp as well, really.
Oh, shit.
You can tell identical twin babies apart from their navels, since navel is a scar, and thus they're different.
Yeah?
I'm looking at my belly button.
Is that all you got on that one?
Your brother in there, so what are you hoping to achieve?
I don't know. I was just looking at it. Just checking.
You're going to like text him in a minute. Can you send me a picture of your stomach? All right.
Here's a little secret thing, okay?
I don't think I want to know this.
No, you do. You do. When I was young, my grandmother, aunt, uncles, cousins. I didn't have any cousins, but my aunt, uncles, and all my relatives could tell a difference between us. Because I had a small birthmark on my right hand, so they knew my brother was left-handed. He didn't have any birthmark. It was a very. It's not even there anymore. It's how small it was. It's not even there anymore. On my right hand, I had a small birthmark on my right hand. Shut the fuck up, boy! I know exactly where you're going with this. I wore it out.
It was Ant that the comment earlier that set me up.
So that's how they told us apart. That's how much alike we looked. Now, he's a little bit heavier than I am now, so it's a little bit easier to tell it. And he keeps himself bald for some reason. I'm not sure why, but he does.
I've heard he's got a big cock.
Oh, I so didn't. Dude, we have the same fucking cock. That's the way it goes.
They have the same cock, apparently. It's
like, do you compare penises when you're a teenager?
It's what you do when you're twins,
dude.
Let's
see what else is identical. Ooh,
wait.
That is.
Didn't you have a brother?
I can't say we had penis competitions, but then again, we're a bit different in older.
I was about to say, how much older is he than you?
4.5 years.
Yeah. He was off fucking girls while you were fucking your hand still, okay?
Right, this is still Wayne's fact. I'm moving on.
You don't let him get his pop in and then don't let me retire.
You bring up a twin. You bring up a twin thing and you say...
This is a 6-hour show. I'm moving on. This is the final one. Wayne.
Yes.
There is a town in Alaska where almost everyone lives and / works under one roof. A single 14-story high-rise is home to almost the whole of the town's residents, as well it has a post office, grocery store, health clinic, launderette, and church.
Do they sell fish there? Because like Alaska likes fish.
What? Why fish?
I don't know. When I think Alaska, I think fish.
See, when I think Alaska, I think baked Alaska.
That's a dessert.
Yeah. And fish is fish. What's the fucking difference? What are you on about?
I don't know, but I see fish.
But I when I think of Alaska, I think of baked Alaska.
Well, that's gripping in, wasn't
it? Wayne. Wayne.
Yeah? Yeah.
What do you think about a self-contained building with everything you need in it? You never have to go outside ever again.
That'd be a bit like the Tower of London used to be, like when they had the things that you could walk around.
What
are you talking about
what
now?
What are you talking about? What?
Well, that was like a street in like a bit.
No.
Does he have any idea what I'm talking about?
Self-contained bit, like a city in a house.
A city in a house. Oh my god.
Are you trying to talk like Elysium where it's all in one environment, off planet type thing?
Not off planet, but Wayne, okay. In Alaska.
So in Alaska, there's a building.
Yeah,
big I can't believe I'm repeating obviously. What Ant said. There's a building that has everything in it. It has your apartment, it has your laundry, it has your grocery store, it has the place that you work. It has
It's your town.
It's a town in a building.
Yeah, a town in a house.
A town and house. That's got nothing to do with a fucking Tower of London.
But that had like a street that had everything.
Oh my god. Tower of I'm not even going there.
Like the O2 in London has.
Oh,
that's
please.
Got like restaurants.
Oh please, please, please.
Hasn't got fucking restaurants, it's a prison.
What, O2?
O2, why is he going on? Amy, help me. He's talking about O2 and Tower of London as the same fucking thing.
But the O2's got restaurants, I just said, and a cinema.
You said the Tower of London.
Yeah, that ages ago. I'd moved on since then.
Wayne, do they have apartments?
Oh, God, it's so frustrating me now. I'm going to fucking kick him.
I love this shit. I love it. Do they have O2's at the apartments, Wayne? I mean, do they have apartments at the O2, Wayne?
No, but I've got, like, comfort rooms. Like,
so it has no idea what the fuck you're talking about, Wayne. No idea, okay? Take the O2, add apartments, add grocery stores, add fucking post stores, add fucking everything else you need, and then you have what they have in Alaska. What do you think about that?
Have I got fish? You never answered that bit.
Greatest intro I have ever picked in my fucking life. It's the
Do you know
best
what?
Thing
when
ever.
I have
what?
Sex, what? I'm going to play that to Amy
Good
every
luck.
Time I walk into the bedroom.
Good fucking luck on that, buddy. Your dick's going to show
on,
up
Amy.
And her vagina's going to dry up.
So you got to have a big hairy chest and a massive medallion if you're going to pull that off.
Definitely. All right, this is our draft picks, guys. This is our draft picks. This is how the game goes. Now, this is what we should have done on the all beer aside or all beer inside, but they fucked it up. And
No. Whoa. Old school.
Okay, sorry.
Just fucking old had school. Everything his way old and no school. Other way.
Old school fucked it up and made all of his picks or whatever. Don't listen to that episode. Do not listen to that fucking abortion. It's a goddamn abortion. It should have been raked out with a fucking coat hanger.
It's not even funny bad.
It's not even funny bad. It's bad.
No,
bad.
It is funny bad.
No, it's not funny. Seriously, it's not funny bad. Okay, so this is the way it goes. Ant's going to take the first pick. Wayne's going to take a second pick. I'm going to take a third pick. If we pick each other's picks, we have to cross them out. This is the hottest girl, the hottest woman on the planet pick is what we're doing.
Oh, please let me play this.
You wanna play?
I would love to play.
You guys wanna let Carp play?
I love women.
Yeah, fucking,
okay.
Fuck
so this is the rules, Carp. If you pick a woman, and if one guy picks a woman, you can't have that woman. That's rule.
Fine.
It's just like NFL.
You can't touch her.
Yep. Now you can do trades. You can do trades. That's the rule. You can do trades. Like, hey, I'll take Ant and I used Katy Perry earlier for my next draft pick. I can pick. Okay, you got 10 picks. That's what you got.
All right.
And then afterwards, we're gonna name our picks. We're gonna put them in the list. We'll put them below. Send us your picks, guys. After this fucking draft, send us your motherfucking picks. Okay, send us what your picks are. You can't have ours. That's the rule. You can't have ours. So you better send us some good shit. All right, Ant. Unfortunately, I'm nice, and you're gonna go first.
I'm nice, and because obviously this girl is a girl who's going to be picked by quite a few guys, and a lot of my other picks are people who are quite unknown. Mm-hmm. This is going to rhyme with unknown.
You're going to go with
my first motherfucking pick is going to be Emma Stone.
God damn it! See, I knew I should have went first. I should have just been selfish and went first. All right, Wayne, go ahead. Keep a list of your picks, guys, so I can put them up later. Go ahead, Wayne.
Sorry, I was on mute, but good job because you started waffling. I'm going to go Emma Watson. She can play with my
motherfucker
wand.
God damn it.
She can play with your stick.
All right, I'm going next because I'm a rude motherfucker and I don't care about Carp. I'm definitely going with Katy Perry.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Go ahead, Carp, your pick.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
Ooh, I didn't have Kate Upton. Anybody else have Kate Upton?
Just the way her body moves. Cover of Sports Illustrated last year. Swimsuit.
All right. I like it. All right. So that's my pick next. Okay. I'll take it.
Oh, wait. Don't I get two?
Nope. We're not doing round robin. We're doing, it goes like that. Oh, wait. Are we doing round robin?
No.
I forgot which is.
If it's like the football pick, then I get two picks.
Oh, go ahead, Carp.
Okay.
Do it that way.
Yeah, we'll do it that way. That's fine.
Blurred Lines, babe. Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, good pick.
That's a good pick, dude.
Excellent pick. I like that pick.
Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm going to go. You know, your pick, Devil.
Yeah, nope. It's yours.
No,
it's Wayne's first. It's Wayne's first. Back. Yeah, we're going front to back. Go ahead, Wayne. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not going to argue. Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, I didn't have
girl next door type.
Yeah.
I wish you didn't pant. It's a bit freaky during a second.
I know. I'm trying to. I'm going Mila Kunis.
Oh.
As I saw from the 1,000 Ways to Die in the West, Mila Kunis means very hot, very hot in Indian. And feather, not dot, feather, not dot. Go ahead, Ant.
Okay, my second pick is going to be, I'm trying to think the most famous that people are not going
to
know.
You're trying to steal, that's what you're trying to do, you fucker.
I'm going
to
go Dita Von Teese for my second pick.
Oh.
Who the fuck is that?
I figured she'd be a late steal. She was married to Marilyn
that
Manson. She's
Marilyn
a burlesque
Manson.
Superstar. If you want to see her naked a lot, then it's called Andrew Blake's Five Stars or All Stars. Or
what's her
like
What's her last name, Schuller?
Von Teese. VonTeese. She's like super pale, like almost porcelain skin.
Yeah, that's what me and fucking Ant goes for.
Do you want my third pick?
Yes, go ahead.
And my third pick is Kat Von D.
Ah, I totally forgot about her. Fuck, I forgot about her. God damn it, Ant. Me and you like the same chicks, dude. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go for Olivia Wilde.
Good pick.
Thank you. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm going to go Shakira.
Oh.
Why?
Why not?
It's like
the fucker. That's why.
It's like going for Christina Aguilera now. It's like, ugh, She looks like she ate the Burger King, the actual Burger King. Shakira's
not... Oh my God, you're talking shit.
Shakira's not pretty.
She's got to lose her post-baby weight there because she's still a spot in there.
Which one? Which one?
Shakira.
She's not good. No. No. Bad. Bad pick, Wayne.
I can see the attraction, but it's not for. She's not for me.
Yeah, no. Not at all. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carp.
So I got two here, I assume?
Yeah. Yeah, you got two.
Yep, go ahead.
With my first, I'm going to go Gina Carano.
Oh, it's a good pick, too.
MMA superstar / movie star.
Yep.
And second pick, I'm going to go overseas, Lauren Cohan.
Lauren Cohan. Let me look.
Don't know her either.
I don't know her
Maggie
either.
From
I know...
Walking Dead.
Oh.
Maggie?
Motherfucker. Yeah, I totally forgot about her, dude. Fucking A. God damn it. She's like my dream girl. Fuck.
I'd rather fuck Carol from The Walking Dead.
No. Fuck you. She was on Supernatural. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous. Fuck. I might.
I think her first movie was Rise of Taj, where you get to see her topless.
It's so plain. It's unbelievable.
Wait. That was what? What was that, Carp? Rise of Taj?
Topless in Rise of Taj. Van Wilde.
Rise of Taj.
Their sequel.
There we go. He's typing in the shadow.
Rise of Taj.
It's pretty easy.
Rise of Taj, Lauren Cohan. It's quick, though.
Carp, can I just say that my missus, who's a bit of a lesbo.
She is a bit of a lesbo.
She's completely agreeing with the Meg choice.
Oh, she's Maggie. Gorgeous. She is fucking amazing looking. Dude, she's amazing looking. And, oh, my God, I love her to death. Dude, I'm serious. Every time I watch The Walking Dead, I get a boner.
Isn't that from when Rick's killing zombies, though?
Yeah. That's exactly what that's from. That's exactly what it's from. Hang on, I'm trying to find this. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah, purr at me. Meow. Thanks, Pornhub.
Yeah, Wayne, your pick.
No, shut up. Oops. Oh,
it's super quick.
They cut it.
Oh.
Maybe they didn't cut it. Hang on, maybe
like
they didn't cut it.
Hang on.
Oh yeah, she is. Oh yeah, she is tough, but she got nice tits. You know, there's just it's that girl next door look, Carp.
Yeah,
it's exactly what the fuck it is, right?
Okay, fucking next pick.
Go ahead, Wayne. God damn, that's a good pick, Carp.
I'm gonna go
her.
Kobe Smulders.
Who?
He said Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. No, Kobe Smulders of Avengers of and How I Met Your Mother.
And a Canadian.
Yep, I don't care where she's from.
Is that the black-haired one in How I Met Your Mother or the ginger one?
No, the black-haired one.
The ginger one is the ginger one's from Buffy.
She is very pretty, Wayne.
I'd go there every night.
Jesus Christ.
I'd imagine if she's in your top 10, I imagine you would.
Yeah, imagine you would, yeah.
Bam.
God damn it. That Lauren Cohan one scared me. Fucking A. God damn it. And I will trade Emma Stone for my next pick.
Fuck you. God, you trade Emma Stone for your next two first picks.
Two first picks?
Oh. Yeah.
The next two picks?
That's demanding.
Yeah, so I want three picks off you, basically.
Oh, fuck, it's
just pick your fucking next one.
Oh, fuck
Emma
you. Olivia Munn.
Oh, fucking love Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. So I got Olivia Wilde, Katy Perry, and Olivia Munn. I'm heading up the brunette class over here, buddy.
I do love a bit of Olivia Munn. Okay, fair enough. Do you want my next one?
Yep, go ahead. After five, we're going to run down all of them. Go ahead.
Yep, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Good choice.
Who's that?
She was
Scott
in
Pilgrim.
Scott
Pilgrim. Oh, fuck. You and I have talked about her a lot.
She was in The New Thing and crap. I forget
sort of
what
love
it's...
her a little bit.
Right.
Sort of really like
right.
her.
My next one?
Hang on. No, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you
I'd
get to pick again.
Pick.
Yeah, sorry.
Now I'm trying to think again which one is the most famous. Because I've got one, two.
So you, as I say, you got four right now, right?
Yeah, I've got four right now, but I've got at least four people that no one's going to get.
Well, I'm just saying I'm just making sure you're on task with everybody else. Everyone's got four right now, right?
My fifth one's going to be AJ Lee.
Oh, that's a good... I still think she's too skinny.
I'm a big AJ Lee fan. She's Puerto Rican.
She fucks CM Punk.
Yeah, he wants Punk sloppy seconds.
No, she has Punk sloppy seconds.
She might be with CM Punk. She wants
a lot
spunk.
Of people have
she
had
wants
CM
your
Punk
spunk.
Sloppy seconds.
Whatever, yeah. all right, with that, I'm going with Paige.
Damn it.
Fucker.
Why are you Wayne's gonna cry?
I love Paige.
Oh, wrap that shit up right there, buddy.
Wayne's gotta do a trade with him, bro. Yeah, you gotta do a trade with him.
Don't worry, I can go in anything, so I'll just leave Paige.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Seriously, Wayne? This is Paige, man. This is your top 10 of all time you have to draft. Of all time. Of all
that
time.
Was going to be my one wrestling one, but I'll just substitute it for another wrestling one. Right. It's fine.
Go ahead.
I'm now going to go with tennis, because I think they've all got lovely bodies. I'm going to go Anna Ivanovich. She's lovely.
I don't know who that is. It's fine. Go ahead, Carp.
I'm going to go with my heavy metal super babe in Maria Brinks from In This Moment.
I don't know.
This is only five picks, right?
No, we're going to 10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to review the five. All right.
I'm sure my other chicks, my other ladies I'm picking are still good. So.
All right. Give us your five, Carp.
At the moment, I've got Maria Brink to start, Kate Upton, first pick, Emily Ratajkowski, Gina Carano, Lauren Cohan, and Maria Brinks.
I fucking forgot about Cohan. Wayne, give us your five.
Emma Watson, Zoe Deschanel, Shakira, Kobe Smulders, and Anna Ivanovich.
I do love a bit of Anna Ivanovich, I must say.
I want that Emma Watson back. I've got Olivia Wilde, Katy Perry, Olivia Munn, Mila Kunis, and Paige.
I like your five, dude.
I know, I got good
five. And my five is Emma Stone, Dieter Von Teese, Kat Von D, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and AJ Lee.
I like the Kat Von D, and I like the Emma Stone. Fucking a step. All right, go ahead, Carp, you're up next.
My next pick will be Lady Sif, Jamie Alexander.
Who?
Jamie Alexander.
The chick who plays Sif in the Thor movies.
Oh, my God.
She was supposed to be Wonder Woman.
Aunt, you're going to love her. She should have been fucking Wonder Woman.
No, that Israeli bird isn't she?
Yeah, but it's, she should have been.
Gal Gadot.
She should have been fucking Wonder Woman. She played Wonder Woman in Thor.
Pretty much.
She's got a bit of a square jaw as Jamie Alexander by the looks of her.
She's really pretty. Not as pretty as Lauren Cohan, but she's pretty. I really like her. I'm a big fan of hers too. Go ahead, Wayne.
You got to have a bit of old in your list, and she's got a bit of a trout face now, but I still would. Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
that's all you, buddy. No. That's all you. That's all you. Move to Atlanta, dude. She lives here. Move to Atlanta.
I think she's reminiscing about her in the tights in Demolition Man. For
not
sure.
Not only that,
I don't care. I'd still go there. I know she's got a bit of a trout face, but fuck it.
Enjoy, buddy. All right, I'm gonna go with the next beauty. I'm gonna go with Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, man. Gotta go with it.
Coming up in Mad Max this summer.
Gotta do it, dude. Gotta do it. That and I just finished watching.
I didn't take a thousand
ways.
A
I just finished watching A Thousand Ways to Die in the West. She was gorgeous in that.
She's blonde, man.
She wore a wig.
I'm not a blonde guy, but she. I don't know. It's something about her face. She gets me, dude. Her body, her face. She gets me. I don't know why it is. I don't know what it is, but she gets me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Go ahead.
Okay, because you stole my Katy Perry one, I need a replacement. Because I don't think the other four that I've got are going to be had.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Kelly Brook as my number six.
For sake, overrated.
Wow.
Do you think she's really overrated? I don't think she's overrated.
She's fit, and I'd go there every night. Don't get me wrong, but my God, everyone made such a fuss over her.
Wayne, everyone on this list, you're going to go every night. Stop saying it. You're like fucking Kev Botrek saying, in her prime.
Yeah.
Wayne, dude?
Wayne.
I'm not into Asians, but I'm picking the Asian.
I'm picking the Asian.
Wayne, you know I like my stats in that. 100% of every woman on this list, you're going to fuck. 100% of women, 100% of women on this list won't fuck you.
Don't know that. You haven't asked them. Where's the pack?
You sound so defeated right now, Wayne. Why?
He's not even trying. He sounds so defeated. All right, where are we at?
I've done six. Do I need to do my seventh as well?
One, two, three. Wait, who just picked? Wayne just picked, right?
I just picked my Kelly Brook.
Okay, so it's your turn. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my number seven, maybe Vamp and Carp won't know her, but oh my fucking God. Please look her up right now. And it's Rachel Stevens. She was in a group called S Club 7.
I don't know her.
I know her.
Holy shit. Google her right now.
Have you seen the commercial she does for guys checking for testicular cancer?
No.
Yeah, check it out.
She's blonde, dude.
No, she's not.
She's dirty
brunette
blonde.
With blonde highlights.
Let me see the images because IMDb is shit.
She's quite Chinese looking.
She looks like Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like Amy. She looks almost exactly like Amy.
If you squint your eyes.
No, she does look like Amy.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Amy sat right here.
No,
dude.
I did not mean like that. I just mean you can have good looking in different ways.
I just got that joke, Wayne. It's a funny joke, Wayne. If you squint your eyes, it's hilarious. She looks, dude, Ant, she looks exactly like your wife, dude. She looks exactly like your wife, dude.
Yeah, there's similarities, definitely.
It's a good pick, man. It's a good pick.
Similarities, don't mean they look alike.
They do look alike.
Love a bit of Rachel Stevens, man.
She does look
great.
She looks great.
Stevens.
I would say. Good pick, good pick. All right. Let's see. Where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm at 6 right now. So if I get that one and that one, I'm 2. I'm going to get that one. That's 3. I think the rest of mine are mine, unless anybody wants to trade. I think the rest of mine are mine. All right. I'm going to go with Erica Durance.
Okay.
You know? Yes. Karp knows. Yeah. Oh. Yes. No, no, no. Yeah. Lois Lane. Nope.
Yeah. Check her out in House of the Dead. It's a terrible movie, but she swims topless.
God damn it, Karp knows all the fucking...
I'm the Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin all of a sudden?
I'm the Mr. Skin of the guys.
You're Mr. Skin of DSJMP.
Yeah.
Erica Durance. You know who I'm talking about, Ant?
No, I'm trying to look her up right
fucking
now,
dude,
to be
Smallville,
fair.
She's gorgeous in Smallville. Oh, my God.
How'd you... Lois Lane.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, she's... Dude, she's right up there with our brunettes, dude.
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful girl,
gorgeous,
clearly.
Gorgeous, fucking beautiful.
But, yeah, bit not top 10 for me, but, yeah.
All right,
good
let's go.
Girl.
Yep. Wayne, what you got next?
Gemma Atkinson.
Okay, I'll see how you like her.
Yep, I definitely see that.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, I'm seeing
you
why
go
you
for
like
that
her.
Sort of bird.
Yeah, he's definitely homegrown.
Oh, okay.
Look at Carp. Carp's like, oh, okay.
No,
you
no,
go
no.
for
she's,
that sort
oh,
of
no.
woman.
She's extremely attractive. I just wasn't sure who she was.
Has
she been in?
You would.
Oh, I've seen her in Devil's Pass. And
come on, give me a Mr. Skin moment, please.
I don't know if I have any. Well, in Devil's Pass, it's like
Erica.
They're in the Himalayas or something, so you don't get anything there.
Damn cold snaps.
Cold snaps. Right, who's next?
Carp next.
Me.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Good choices here. Who's I thinking of? Oh, she hasn't been picked yet. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I was saving that one for close to last so I can trade, but I was passing on her.
I do love a bit of Scarlett. You know,
I don't like
Scarlett. It depends what movie.
Yeah, I don't like Scarlett as much as everybody else does. I don't know why.
Again, I'm not really a blondie sort of bloke.
Yeah,
I don't
neither.
Really
yeah,
go for my blondes.
Yeah.
But
the only person I was worried about in this draft was Ant, because Ant and I tend to have the same attraction for the same type of women.
I might, at the end of this, try to get a steal off you.
All right.
Because I think at the end of this, I'm going to have 9 of my top 10 and 1 not.
1 missing. Carp, you're up, Carp.
You won't it?
Yeah, it will
Summer
be.
Glau.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is pretty decent, man.
If you guys haven't seen Summer Glau, watch Serenity, the movie. It's fucking great. And it's amazing.
I wouldn't say the movie was amazing.
The movie was amazing. Watch. How many times have you watched it, Ant?
Once.
It's one of those movies that gets better with time.
Oh.
It really is one of those movies. Every time you watch it, it gets better and better.
Okay.
Wayne, that's you.
I'm going for a bit of Aussie now. I'm going to go Olympia Valance.
I don't know anybody who's picking. I don't know a single fucking person he's saying. I think they're made up.
Who? Olivia who?
I don't know.
Olympia.
Olympia?
Yep. Valance. It's Holly Valance's sister.
I don't know
she is
that.
Fit as
shit.
Fuck.
Why have I not got Holly Valance in my top
Wayne's
10?
Saying she's fit as fuck, but he likes... What's that porn star you like?
She's not wrong.
Look her up, you fucking idiot, instead of criticizing. Ooh, your birds are rough, but I'm not even going to type it because I can't spell it.
Olympia Valance?
Oh, do you know what, Wayne?
Yeah?
Even Amy's looking at me now like, Ant, you're a fucking idiot, because I need a replacement for... Katy Perry, and I chose Kelly Brook. And as soon as you said Valance, I was like, holy fuck, Holly Valance is like my number.
I'm going for the fitter younger sister, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, I can say right now, I'm not a big fan of Olympia.
Yeah, but look at Holly Valance.
Looking up Holly right now. That's closer. That's closer. I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need any other one of those.
Olympia's nowhere as fit as Holly.
Oh, fuck off.
Here we go.
What do you mean? Holly's
the best thing
way
about draft
fitter.
Right here. Holly's pretty fit. They look close to the same, guys. I have to be honest. They look pretty much the same. I mean, depending on the makeup day, they look pretty much the same, dude.
So I love the tattoo down her body, Olympia's body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Do you want to be in an Olympic sport?
As it's in Australia, I'd like to bush tucker her.
Oh.
Yeah, well done.
All right. I'm going with Lizzie Kaplan.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is fucking good choice, to
Thank
be fair.
Thank you. Thank you. Fucking, oh, I have to go with that. Yeah. Ugh, love her. Oh, my God, I love her.
A lot of Masters of Sex, I'm assuming?
No, I don't, actually. I don't own Showtime, but I do. I just, I fell in love. What did I fall in love with her?
Probably Hot Tub Time
Machine. British guy.
Hot Tub Time Machine was one of them, Carp. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think she was on Smallville for an episode.
Michael Sheen was in that, wasn't he?
Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, like not Masters of Sex.
Yes,
idiot.
Yeah, Masters of Sex. Yeah. I think I think she was on Smallville at one point. I mean, Supernatural at one point. She's been in a bunch of stuff that I love. Her aunt and I have an affinity for that type of girl. I mean,
yeah, we do. Do you know who she reminds me of slightly?
What's that?
The woman from that bullshit. What's that vampire bullshit thing?
True Blood.
True Blood.
No,
she was on that.
No.
She was on that, yeah.
The
she
film.
Well,
the bullshit films that he used to do.
Oh, Twilight.
Twilight.
Twilight. She reminds me a bit of that woman in that.
Who?
Kristen Stewart?
Kristen
God,
Stewart?
No.
Yeah. God, no. She's not even close to that. Kristen Stewart is a fucking fish, dude. She's a cold fish.
She looks a little bit like her.
I don't see it either. I don't see it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Ant, you're up, man.
Oh, Jesus, I've got two, haven't I?
Yep.
Okay, guys, get your Googles at the ready because you're not going to know who the fuck these next two are.
What you got?
First one is a girl who's in a TV. I'll tell her name first and then you can Google her and then I can tell her about her.
All right.
Sophie Winkleman, right? Look her up on Google now. Sophie Winkleman. Now, she was in a show over here, a British comedy show called Peep Show, which is one of the funniest British sitcoms that's pretty much ever been. It's absolutely fucking fantastic. It's so funny. And she on this is so posh. She is so fucking posh. And she's got this beautiful posh voice and she's so delicate and lovely. And she's in real... Amy's laughing over here. In real life, she is actually married a prince. So she is actually now a princess. So that is Sophie Winkleman. Have you guys got her up on Google yet?
Okay, I know what I've seen her. She was the... hot babe dating Walden in the most recent 2.5 Men.
Why do all of your females in the top five look like Amy?
That's the sort of girl I go for.
She looks, they look almost exactly like Amy.
That's a massive compliment, Amy, over there.
I'm just saying, dude, they look almost exactly like her. She got the brunette. She's got a little bit of Asian. She got a little bit of English in her. She's got the smile.
She's
it's she's British. She's got the smile. She's got the nice boobs and the nice slender body. I mean, what else do you want? You married your girl, dude. You haven't even married her yet.
Have you seen
the worst?
Just tits then.
Not yet. I'm hoping to eventually somewhere.
You said that they've got the same boobs. How do you know?
I got the same boob type. There you go. You happy, Wayne? Same boob type. From what I can tell.
I was going to say, is there certain tests?
From what I can tell online. There you go.
Well, let's go to my next one, then you'll be even more surprised because the next one looks exactly like Sophie Winkleman. So my next one, you're probably not going to find her because you probably won't be able to spell her last name. But if you put Jensen Button's wife, you might find her.
Can I have a real name, please?
What?
Can I have a real name?
Her name is Jessica Meyer Batcher. Now, if you put Jessica Jensen Button, you'll find her. Now, she's a Japanese/British model.
I found her.
Again, half breed, a bit like Amy is. And a bit like a lot of girls.
No, this one is almost full Japanese because the other ones weren't. The other ones would definitely look like Amy. This one doesn't look like this one.
This girl to me is usually the first name on my list, to be honest. She is absolutely stunning.
It totally explains why you married your wife, or you didn't marry your wife.
I love Jessica Meyer.
I'm trying to explain your relationship, but I can't.
And I envy Jensen Button. Not only is he with this woman, but he's also a fucking Formula One driver. So,
yeah. Yeah. You should definitely be jealous. All right, Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes. Done.
What did you just say, Katie Holmes?
Yeah, I did. I said Katie Holmes. Yeah, I did. I said Katie Holmes.
Well, that's a poor choice from you.
Okay.
From
you say so.
I expect good standards from you, and that's a poor choice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you say so. All right. I have a huge crush on Katie Holmes. There you go. I've said it.
I've got nothing to add.
Nine. So we got one more. Go ahead, Wayne.
My one next is going to be Diana Agron. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Diana Agron.
Is Wayne in a separate universe than we are?
Why?
I don't know who you're talking about.
That blonde one from Glee. I don't know the names. I just know that there's the ones that you always put on posters.
Yes, yeah, Diana Agron.
I don't know who that is.
She's another blonde bit. Looks a bit like Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. All right, congratulations.
She's another blonde girl.
Congratulations. Have a blonde girl. I don't care.
I'm not going to be doing all of your dicks. I don't know why you're so bothered.
Go ahead, Carp. It's just another blonde girl. Got a million of them, and they got a million of them in California. Who cares? Look all the same. They all look the same.
All right. My last two, I guess, then, eh?
Yep. Last two.
Last two, eh?
Alexandra Daddario.
Ooh.
Who?
Alexandra Daddario. She was in True Detective. She's probably going to win Mr. Skin's nude scene of 2015.
You and fucking Mr. Skin.
Hey, Mr.
He's
Skin
a big,
is
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Carp.
Dude, Ant, look her the fuck up, dude.
No, of course. I'm looking all these girls up.
She is gorgeous.
She's also going to be with The Rock in San
She looks
Andreas.
Filth.
Oh, is she going to be in that bad movie? That movie's going to be horrible.
I don't know. I'm impartial to disaster flicks.
She looks like if she went down on you, she might bite you a little bit.
Oh, that's the best part about it.
Torn between wrestler chick or porn star.
Draw the blood, baby. Draw the blood.
I'm going to go Maryse Ouellette.
Maryse Ouellette?
Maryse from the WWE.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Maryse. Miz's wife.
Oh, it's
Maryse. From former diva.
No, what's her?
Married to the Miz.
Mick. What's her name? Mick.
Her real name is Maryse Ouellette.
But what's her ring name?
Maryse. It was just Maryse.
This is fucking brilliant.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was like something McDonald or something.
Mrs.
No,
wife.
Just Maryse.
Mrs.
Wife.
Okay.
Yeah, she's blonde. She's all right.
Another blondie. Another
well,
blonde.
She's a Montrealer.
She's pretty. She's very, very pretty.
Geographically voting.
Miz is very lucky.
Yes. Yeah.
She's kind of taller than the Miz. All right. I like this Alexander chick, man. I have to say. She's got the
All right,
great...
Wayne, your tenth.
She's got really
I don't know whether to go Kimberly Kane or Stephanie McMahon. Right, I'm going to go
wow.
Stephanie McMahon just for this
wow.
scenario. You could wake up in the morning on the fucking, you know, walking across the top of the stairs. Triple H fucking comes home. You're wearing his fucking dressing gown. You can go, he goes, what are you doing? Just done your fucking misses.
Hello?
Boom.
And then, and then he'll beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, and then he'll beat the
sledgehammer.
Fuck out of you. If you're going to do anything, you just go suck it.
But... wouldn't that be worth it, being with a sledgehammer?
No.
What a story to tell
no.
at the pub.
No, you won't have a story. He'll fucking kill you.
He would fucking kill you.
No, you get ready. You get done. You're in his robes or with dressing gown or whatever the fuck you called it. He comes in the stairs and you go, suck it. I just fucked your missus. And he picks up the sledgehammer, which are apparently everywhere in his house. And he beats you upside the head and you die.
And you die.
You die.
You bleed out of your head and then you die.
Wow, man. Carp, she's got Alexandra has some nice fucking titties.
Vamp, it's your turn.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted.
I think I can see a vamp trying to trade here a little bit.
I might be on the trade. And Carp's rebooting. God damn it. Right when I'm on the trade.
Vamp, it's your turn.
I know.
It's your turn.
Hurry
vamp.
Up.
Quickie.
Quickly.
What do you want to trade for Katy Perry? Yeah.
No, I want to hear your fucking 10th.
You don't want to trade anything for... my 10th is not going to be anybody you want. I can guarantee that right now.
Just fucking choose her. It's all your 10th. Right.
All right, fine. Cassidy Freeman.
Who?
Exactly. Her name is Cassidy Freeman. F-R-E-E-M-A-N.
Like Butch,
yes. Yes.
Butch
like,
Dance.
Close. It's the female version of Cassidy. C-A-S-S-I-D-Y, I believe it's called. I believe it's spelled. Cassidy
Freeman. And the Sundance Kid?
No, not in the Sundance.
Oh, I actually really like her.
She's really pretty.
She's really attractive, actually.
She's very attractive.
Fair. Yeah, she's quite... Yeah, I quite like her, to be fair.
Wayne, have you seen her?
No.
A lot of my girls are from Smallville.
she's very pretty.
Yeah, check her out, Wayne. Check her out on...
All right, and I suppose I've got the last pick.
You do.
And I'll tell you what, this girl has been my number one pretty much since I was about 12 years old.
She's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
And it's Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue?
Oh, I always preferred her to Kylie, definitely.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her before.
Obviously, most people in the world know who Kylie Minogue is, but
this is
Danny
the
Minogue.
Dirtiest sister.
Yeah, she's the filthy, dirtiest sister.
Oh, shit.
And I fucking love Danny Minogue. She's my number one on any pick ever. From about 20 years ago till now. So I love Danny Minogue.
Good call. You've made me slightly hard with that call.
Oh, wow.
I really didn't want to know that. Yeah, so that's my 10th. And the only person that's not in my original 10 that I wanted in my 10 was Katy Perry, who Vamp's got.
I do.
And I've got Kelly Brook.
You want to go do your list?
So I've got Emma Stone, Dita Von Teese, Kat Von D, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, AJ Lee, Kelly Brook, Rachel Stevens, Sophie Winkleman, Jessica Mai Batcher, and Danny Minogue. That's a good fucking gangbang right there.
Hey, spell Danny Minogue for me.
D-A-N-N-I-I, is it?
Yeah.
Minogue is M-I-N-O-G-U. Just put Kylie Minogue.
No, I got her.
Kylie Minogue's sister.
I got her. She's okay.
The needle on it.
She's okay.
Really only okay.
You've got to think 20 years of, she's okay. Yeah,
I agree. She's a very attractive older woman. I would fuck the shit out of her.
She'd be a massive spunk ball if she had my wife.
I would. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Wayne, you're such
a fucking
pervert. Don't
get me wrong. She's definitely my style, Aunt. You know my style. She's definitely my style, especially with the older, attractive women. I definitely like that.
She's lovely.
But just not necessarily for me.
So what do you want to... Because I want Katy Perry in my list.
You really want Katy Perry that bad, huh?
I want Katy Perry in my list. So what are you willing to trade?
I want Emma Stone.
What?
I want Emma Stone.
Emma Stone for Katy Perry?
Absolutely. Come move around. You're making your mic pop.
I know, yeah, but
who gives a shit, Ant? It's only Emma Stone. Get rid of her.
Hey, what the fuck did you just say? What did you just say? It's only Emma Stone?
I'll do Katy Perry over her.
Emma Stone is one of the most attractive women on this planet.
And it's not just the fact that she's attractive.
She's
Wayne.
Also ginger.
She's funny, and she's intelligent. Have you ever seen her on like fucking Saturday Night Live
like
that? She's actually so awesome. She's just fucking awesome.
She's awesome. Everything about her is attractive. Everything about her is attractive.
Okay, I will swap.
Oh, yeah.
So that was your little rant.
Why do you think
I was just trying to defend Emma Stone.
Why do you think I grabbed Katy Perry?
I'll have Katy Perry. You have Emma Stone. All Any right. other trades, guys, that you want? I'd quite like Olivia Munn, to be fair.
Do you?
Who's got Olivia Munn?
I do.
I'll trade you her for Kelly Brook.
No.
Oh,
that's not going to happen. What else you got?
You don't want Kelly Brook?
No. What else you got?
How about... Rachel Stevens?
Nope. Who else you got?
AJ Lee?
No. I got Paige, son. I don't need
How about
AJ
Aditya
Lee.
Von Teese?
Kat? Ooh.
Kat Von D?
Who else you got?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, which you're not having.
Nope.
Sophie Winkleman, who you don't know. And Jessica Mai Batcher.
Nope. Wayne, you want to train anything?
No, I'm quite happy with my ones,
you good?
Mate.
You good with what you get?
No one wants my ones, and I'm quite happy with that.
Carp, you good with what you get?
Yeah, I like what I got. If I could exchange my last one for a set of twins, that'd be good.
I will trade you Olivia Munn for Lauren Cohen.
Ooh,
well, I'm surprised Vance never said Monica Bellucci.
I'm gonna stick with Cohen.
Ant's trading for Olivia Munn. I got fucking Emma Stone from Ant.
I'll stick to Cohen. I'm good with her.
See, Amy surprised, Vamp, that both me and you didn't go for Monica Bellucci, who we both love.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that too. Yeah. But there's a lot, Amy. She's getting up there. It's so hard to pick just 10. Now,
if
Wayne,
we had the top 100.
Now, Wayne, I have Paige.
Yeah, Wayne.
I have Paige.
Sorry, what?
I have Paige.
I was being barked at by the missus.
Wayne, I have Paige. Wayne,
what's the matter with Claire?
She want me to go to bed.
Wayne, I have Paige.
Yeah?
So what do you want to trade for Paige? I am willing to give up Paige. What do you want to trade to Paige for Paige?
I've got 10 other wet bits
what
that
you
I
got?
Can go in.
What you got, Wayne?
I'm quite happy.
What's your top ones? Come on. You know you want Paige.
Well, who do you want off me, then?
Who you got? Give us your 10.
You want Emma Watson, don't you?
Fuck, goddamn, yes, I want Emma Watson.
He's already got Emma Watson.
No, I don't have... I have Emma Stone, fool.
Oh, you want that fucking Hermione bullshit?
I want Emma Watson so bad. I will trade you Paige for Emma Watson. I will trade you Paige for Emma Watson.
Page. It's not real life, boys, remember.
It's Paige, buddy. It's Paige.
Yeah, but Emma Watson, you could sort
Wait, just trade, and then we can finish this fucking segment.
Yes, if that means I can go to bed. Yes!
There you go. You're fucking traded.
Emma, you're mine.
All right, boys, let's say the final 10 of each of ours, and then we'll go fucking sleep.
Give us your 10.
My 10 is Katy Perry, Dita Von Teese, Kat Von D, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, AJ Lee, Kelly Brook, Rachel Stevens, Sophie Winkleman, Jessica Meyer-Batcher, and Danny Minogue. Oh, what a fucking 10.
Carp, give us yours.
My 10 would be Kate Upton, Emily Ratajkowski, Gina Carano, Lauren Cohan, Maria Brinks from In This Moment, Jamie Alexander, Scarlett Johansson, Summer Glau, Alexandra Daddario, and Maryse Willett.
Wayne?
Well, it looks like it's Paige now.
yeah.
Zoe Deschanel, Shakira, Kobe Smulders, Anna Ivanovic, Sandra Bullock, even though she's trout face, Gemma Atkinson, Olympia Valance, Diana Agron, and Stephanie McMahon, so I could get beaten up by a sledgehammer.
Evidently. And my final and the best of all, Olivia Wilde, Olivia Munn, Charlize Theron, Emma Stone, Emma Watson, Erica Durance, Katie Holmes, Lizzie Kaplan, Mila Kunis, Cassidy Freeman. That's my 10.
There you go, guys. That's pretty much 40 women there who you could all wank over.
Yeah. And send us your 10. You can't have the 10 that we picked, bitches, because you weren't on the fucking podcast. That's the way it works.
There's lots of women to pick, but you know,
I still have like three. Like, I didn't pick Amy Adams at all. You know, that's the only one I didn't get. Oh, Anne Hathaway. I had Anne Hathaway in there.
Yeah. Like, I had Alison Brie. There you go. I had Taylor Momsen.
Oh, and we didn't even get into porn stars.
Yeah.
Fuck Kimberly Cain. Yeah. Kimberly. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know porn stars because I'm not a wanker. Kimberly Should we go into the next segment, guys?
Yeah, we're going to move on. Let's go. And movie review time.
It's my reviews.
This is Ant's. Hey, Ant, how are you? Do you see some movies this week?
I've seen two movies this week.
What did you see this week?
I saw Ghostbusters.
Okay, that's a good movie.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Oh. And I also saw Dumbo.
Dumbo? Oh, wait, they're getting ready to redo that to a real life movie.
What do you mean real life? It's a fucking elephant flying.
they're going to do it into... You didn't hear about this? They're going to do that into like a real time
live
movie.
Action?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I meant. Live action.
How'd you get a fucking elephant flying doing live action?
They're going to do it, evidently. It's Disney, dude.
Operation Dumbo Drop?
Full of magic. There you go.
But yeah, they're the two movies I've seen. Both all available cinemas, DVD, whatever.
Yeah, at the cinema. Okay, all right, go ahead.
So what one do you want me to do first, Ghostbusters or Dumbo?
Go Dumbo first.
Let's go Dumbo first. All right. So here's my review of Dumbo.
Okay.
All right. Yep. So there's this stork that delivers a baby to this elephant, right?
Yeah.
And tells her it's hers. Yeah?
Okay.
Now, firstly... Why can these animals communicate with each other? And secondly, that ain't the way the babies work. Right? This is for the kids out there.
Yeah.
Babies come when your daddy stick your cock up your mummy's ass or something like that, all right? But anyways, they call this baby Dumbo because it's deformed and it's fucked up and things like that. Or maybe because the stork could fuck the elephant, but they don't ever say about it, all right? But this baby is the elephant man of elephants. Or does that mean it's the man elephant of elephants? I don't know, right? But it's got fucked up ears anyway, right? But Dumbo's mum gets locked up because she beat up some children, the bitch, because she's like fucking started... They started fucking dissing the kid and so she hit them, right?
Okay.
So this little mouse looks after Dumbo, right? He takes him under his wing.
Yeah, like little conductor mouse.
Yeah, but he seems a bit of a cocky cunt and he's a bit arrogant.
Okay.
But Dumbo's quite happy just with the attention.
Yeah, okay.
So Dumbo works in this circus, right?
Yep.
But it's not a freak circus like it should be. He works in like a normal circus. Right.
Like Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah, but he's just shit at what he does. Everyone hates him. He's shit at what he does. And everyone calls him a freak, right?
Oh, he is a freak. Okay.
And then what happens is, because everyone hates him, right? The little mouse thing, he rapes him.
What?
Yeah, he rapes him. He He makes him drink way too much booze.
Yeah, okay.
Until he passes out and Dumbo starts tripping and starts seeing like elephants dancing and stuff.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
So when he wakes up, he's in this tree, but you don't know how he got to the tree because he got raped.
Yeah.
Now there's these birds that start taking the piss out of him.
The crows, yeah.
And to say, why the fuck are you in this tree? You can't fly. You're a fucking elephant. But Dumbo then starts flying like he's fucking Superman or something, right?
Right.
So he goes back to the circus and starts flying, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
He starts flying around and it's like a massive fuck you to all the haters in the fucking circus.
Yeah, there you go.
Personally, I would have pissed on them all, but there you go. It's not me.
Shit on them all.
Yeah, I would have fucking let loose a little bit. But now, because he's flying everyone starts to fucking love him now, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They want to be his fucking best friend.
Jump on the bandwagon, right? Yeah, jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, and the mouse thingy, he becomes his manager. Fucking, yeah. What a surprise there. Smart mouse. He's a bit of a cunt, he is.
Yes.
And in the end, he owns like a private train.
What?
He owns like a private train and he's like fucking film star bollocks. And then the movie ends, right? It's got ups and downs, this movie, okay. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it will definitely make you laugh and cry. And that's Dumbo.
That sounds great. It sounds fantastic. What do you give Dumbo?
I give Dumbo 7 out of 5.
7 out of 5?
7 out of 5 okay. For Dumbo.
All right. Would you recommend this for children?
I don't know, because there's a lot of raping going on. There's quite a lot of rape, and at the start there's the thing about the stork having sex and stuff. So I wouldn't say it was PG. I'd say rated 12.
Rated 12, PG-13 in America. Okay, all right.
PG-13.
Okay, all right. What's your next one?
All right, next one's Ghostbusters.
It's one of my favorite movies.
All right, I'll see if I can.
Don't fuck it up.
Do a little bit of justice, right, whatever.
All right, go ahead.
All right, favorite cinema, whatever.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Right, so there's these three blokes, right? A Jew, a fat one, and a comic genius, right? And apparently they start seeing ghosts, right? Stay with me here.
Okay, all right.
But they get sacked from their jobs, probably because they keep fucking going around telling everyone that they see ghosts, right?
Wait, doesn't the movie open up with a ghost?
No, they start fucking seeing ghosts, right? Okay, anyway. Sorry. And they think, right, we started seeing ghosts all at the same time, so let's start up this little Ghostbusters thingy, right? But anyway, it turns out that they ain't fucking crazy, because they start capturing this little green slimy thing, and no, I'm not talking about Wayne.
Slimer? Right? Talking about Slimer?
Yeah, okay. Him. Wayne. Wayner.
Right? Wayner, okay, all right.
But all the people start loving the three blokes, but then people start thinking they're all racist or something because they feel compelled to hire this black bloke as is a bit of a token. They need a token in the group, right? But the most disappointing thing is that unlike most movies, this token don't die. Right? So the thing is, there's a woman called Dana whose apartment is haunted, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's got she ain't got much luck because I saw her in a movie not so long back fighting aliens. So, you know, now she's fighting ghosts. So she's fucking shit out of luck. So anyway.
Okay.
So there's this demon called Zul.
Zul, yeah.
Who's a gatekeeper. And then a geezer from Little Shop of Horrors.
Zul's not a gatekeeper.
Who's possessed by the Keymaster.
No, Zul's not a gatekeeper.
Yeah, Zul is a gatekeeper.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to test my fucking knowledge? I've just watched this movie.
Okay, all right. You're right.
Zul is a gatekeeper.
Okay, all right.
And then the geezer from Little Shop of Horrors is the key master.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's some sort of fucking euphemism or something, because either way, they've got to fuck each other, right? So meanwhile, this dickhead makes the Ghostbusters let go all the ghosts that they caught earlier, and then when they let them go, they all start going mental.
Okay.
So the gatekeeper and the keymaster, they get it on, they fuck, and then this giant marshmallow man appears, and it just looks like a normal American to me, but they make it out like it's a big deal. But they beat the marshmallow man by crossing swords, and then things start blowing up, and then all the goo goes over everyone like a massive bukkake party, and then all the Ghostbusters are liked again, right?
Yeah.
It's good. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a sequel or not. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe there'll be a Ghostbusters 2. I don't know. But yeah, so there's my review of Ghostbusters.
What's the rating you give Ghostbusters?
I give both Ghostbusters 8 out of 5.
All right. Would you watch it again? Would you watch the sequel?
If there's a sequel, if ever there's a Ghostbusters 2, I'll watch it. But
If there's a Ghostbusters with just all women, would you watch it?
It depends if they're, because the whole thing with the Ghostbusters is that their little things that they squirt are like swords.
Yeah.
Which is a euphemism for penises. I don't know what, if like the women are sucking in ghosts through their vaginas or I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay. All right. It's a good point. It's a good point. So what, would you watch Ghostbusters again?
I would watch it again. But yeah, I like Bill Murray.
Oh, okay. You like Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's my everlasting thought from, and I like Rick Moranis.
Okay,
they're my two favorite bits.
Anything else from your reviews you want to state?
That I'd say if you're under 18, watch Dumbo, and if you're over 18, watch Dumbo.
Okay, that's Ant's movie reviews for this week, guys. Thanks. Well, maybe we'll get some more next week. All right.
Well, yeah, whatever. But, you know, if there is going to be a Ghostbusters 2, just let me know, innit?
Yeah. Yeah, let me know on Twitter. All right. Thanks, Ant.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Said vengeance is his, but I'ma do it first. I'm gonna handle my business in the name of the law. Oh. Now if he made you cry, oh, I gotta know. If he's not ready to die, he best prepare for it. My judgment's divine, I'll tell you who you can call. You can call.
In case you guys don't know, that was the sound, I mean the theme song for Django Unchained. Why do I keep saying why do I always say the Django, because it's got a fucking D in it and I'm fucking dyslexic. Django Unchained. And Carp has a story about Django Unchained, man. What's going on with the Django Unchained
story from over on the Upper Ox people?
Where's Upper Ox?
UpperOx.com. It's on the internets.
Oh, up rocks.
I like UpRocks.com.
UpRocks. Yeah. I love UpRocks. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess by now everyone knows that Craigslist is the internet's own public trash dump. Any disgusting, vile, sexist, completely inappropriate thing that has ever been said in the history of mankind has probably appeared somewhere on this site, usually in the personal section.
It's pretty true. I'll go with that. There's some ugly motherfuckers on that fucking site. Yep. Okay.
So, well, creepy misconnections, mothers looking for women to seduce their sons, and roommates requiring you to keep a checklist of your bowel movements are some of the more common posters.
Keep a checklist of your bowel movements.
Every once in a while, the classified advertisement website gives us a true gem, and by gem, I mean a complete douchebag of human being. Basically, there is an ad from the city of Atlanta.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That somebody would like to host an antebellum party and Mandingo fight.
God damn it.
Yeah. So the listing reads as below. Compensation, $40 an hour plus tips for domestic staff / $600 flat for each of the Mandingos.
Fucking hell. So they're bringing black.
Basically going, we live below the Mason-Dixon line, and we're showing why.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, fuck.
So the ad is, I am throwing an antebellum-themed birthday party for my husband at our home on 05-02-15. So that's actually soon.
It's a woman!
I am looking for some domestic staff to help out in the kitchen, serve meals, and greet our guests. The you must be black.
Oh, well, my God.
I am looking for one overweight mammy type and two average-looking black men.
Does she have to speak in an Alabama accent?
It continues. The
yes, boss?
The mammy must be comfortable with a rag on her head, and the two black guys should be comfortable wearing an iron collar and little clothing.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
The highlight of the party is going to be a Mandingo fight, like the one from Django Unchained. I am looking for two athletic black men who want to wrestle naked until one submits, no punches, while the guests make bets on them, like at a horse race. I realize this kind of thing is humiliating, but my husband loves the movie, so I'm willing to compensate very generously, willing to provide transportation as well if needed.
You gotta be kidding me. Seriously, you have to be fucking kidding me.
Yep. Oh, Ant, you're not Ant. Vamp, you're not far from Atlanta.
Fuck you. Oh, please. This is the one thing that every time.
Fuck is there in a second.
Every time anybody says Atlanta, I'm so mostly proud of Atlanta. But this is the part that I'm not proud of Atlanta, because there's like a south part of Atlanta where it's like, the funny thing is most of like the south of Atlanta is the hood. Like, it's the fucking, you don't want to go down there hood. Okay.
Is it Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play? Yes. And the parties are rocking every day.
Legit party rocking with the gun in your face.
Like
legit
near the Georgia Dome area,
like,
assuming?
Yeah, I mean, if you wander off the Georgia Dome for a couple blocks, like, I've been down there recently, they've cleaned up a lot of Atlanta, like a lot of it's been gentrified, so a lot of they pushed
it's
a lot of
it's been gingerfied.
Gentrified.
I thought you meant that loads of gingers.
No. If it was loads of gingers, it'd be like, you know, Ireland. But no, gentrified, which means a lot of the rich folk have moved back into the downtown Atlanta area, and then they've pushed the more poor folk out of it.
Kind of like what's happening in Brooklyn.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening in Brooklyn. So I've been down there. They have like streetcars now, which is unheard of in Atlanta. They have a fucking giant ass Ferris wheel. They still have all the cool downtown areas. They have the cool restaurants, everything like that. So a lot of it's been more safe lately. But still, if you wander out towards the west side, if you wander out of that Atlanta area, you're gonna
get
fucked. Seriously, you're gonna get fucked up, and I'm not kidding. Like, you're gonna get fucked up. Like, they will fuck you up. There's seriously gangs down there. Like, it's no joke. Like, people always joke about this area being riddled with gangs. You guys have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, you really, like, I love the small towns, like, oh yeah, we have gangs. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't know. But there is still that
fucking, all right, mate, calm down.
There is still that fucking racist undertone.
Did you get touched by one?
Touched by a thug?
I don't know. You sound like so fucking.
No, I just want to make that. I just want to make this statement. Like, I feel
think he's trying to instill fear.
Like, I'm seriously, like, all these people that tell
what
me
do
all
you think
the time.
London's like. Do you think we all fucking?
Oh, no.
Pipes,
no. I know. I know what London's like, Ant. I know,
dude,
London
that's
has gangs.
Shit hole, mate.
Yeah, I know it is. I know. Trust me, dude. I know.
We
fucking
play
dude. I know.
Basketball here.
God damn, that was the most racist thing you've ever said in your life. That was the most racist thing you've ever said in your fucking life.
Because I play basketball. That's not racist, is it?
That's why you're smiling right now.
It's how you construed it.
I can't wait till GBL post fucking because you play basketball. I can't wait. GBL picks the most racist things out of our fucking shows and posts it on fucking Twitter. No, I just want to say that because if you go north of Atlanta, if you go to the country of Georgia, it is country. I'm probably more scared of leaving the greater Atlanta area than I am of going downtown in the Atlanta area, because they filmed Deliverance in Georgia for a fucking reason. And you're laughing, Carp? I'm not laughing. It's scary out there. Those motherfuckers drive around in fucking big ass F-150 4x4 trucks with guns attached to their fucking back window. Hillbilly motherfuckers that want to fuck some country folk up. I mean, I want to fuck some city folk up.
With the t-shirts that say, God, Obama can't take
oh,
these guns.
Oh, absolutely. Obama can't, you can pry
Obama
this gun out
guns.
Of my fucking dead cold hand, motherfucker. I will rape your ass, and they will fucking rape you. They will legitimately rape you. So yes, I believe everything you're saying. There's a reason.
This kind of destroys my faith in humanity a little bit.
Nah, don't. Nah, don't worry about it. There's much better places in the United States than Georgia. Fuck yeah. But, I mean, there's a reason why the county of the city of Kennesaw, it requires you to carry a gun. It's on the books, dude. Look it up. Look it up, guys. If you don't fucking believe me, Google Kennesaw, Georgia gun law. It requires you by law to carry a gun. And guess where the KKK is based out of?
Kennesaw,
Georgia. You got that right, Carl. Kennesaw, second fucking motherfucking result. Georgia.
It's the second result.
Oh my god!
On Google, when you type in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Thank you very much. That's right.
The town is noticed for its unusual gun legislation in response to Morton Grove, Illinois law mandating gun prohibition.
Yep, mandating.
So, yeah. So instead of no, don't have a gun, it's make sure you have a gun.
Make sure you fucking have a gun in this county. That's exactly right. Up until I moved here, I moved to Georgia in 2001. In 2004, there was a county that finally took down a billboard. Okay. There's a road that goes from, a stretch of highway that's called 400, and it goes from the middle of Atlanta all the way out to the southwest of it. No, the northwest of Atlanta. And it's 400, and it goes through like five counties, right? There was a billboard at the beginning of this highway and at the end of this highway to come into the highway that says, and I'm quoting this, guys. I'm not okaying this. I'm quoting this billboard. This billboard said this, Carp, and you let me know how this is. This billboard said this: nigger, don't let the sun shine on your ass on Forsyth County. That's what this fucking sign. It wasn't a fucking sign. It was a goddamn billboard on the highway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You tell me what fucking county I live in. I don't live in Forsyth County. I can tell you that much right the fuck now. Okay? It's the same county that's that fucking film Deliverance. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, there are 360 million of you. I'm sure at least a small percentage are still thinking the South one.
Dude. I moved from Florida to Virginia when I was 10 years old. The first thing anybody asked us on the bus when I took the bus in Virginia. When I was in Virginia, the first thing anybody asked us.
Are you gay?
No, it wasn't are you gay. It was are you a Confederate or are you Union? I swear to fucking, I don't believe in God, but I swear to fucking Aunt Almighty. I swear to you, that's the first thing they asked us on the bus. Welcome to the South, guys. If you want more tales, I can tell you all about it because I fucking hate it. Aunt, you got anything to say about any of that? Carp, you got anything to say about any of that?
No, I'm just, like I said, I can't believe somebody would actually do this.
I can't believe anybody would do this. Yeah, in 2015, I can't believe anybody would do this. But then again, in 2015, I can't believe anybody would judge someone based on their sexuality.
That's true.
You know?
You are just crazy Americans. What can I say?
Crazy Americans? You think people aren't killing someone for a belief in an invisible sky daddy around the world?
Well, yeah. I mean, people are killing each other over an invisible spaghetti monster all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's the same thing, dude. It's the exact same thing. Different skin color, different God, blood. It's the same fucking thing. And don't you agree?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah. Every country in the world you go to, I'm just saying, you fucking Americans, crazy. Hey,
you guys are talking about race. We have fucking language wars here, so.
Yeah, what's that like, Carb? Let me ask you about that real quick. What's that like? You guys are still talking two different languages there.
I'm thankful. My parents were thankfully smart enough to put me in a bilingual school where I learned French
until
grade 3.
Yeah.
And then I learned French and English. I am predominantly Anglophone, obviously. You can tell.
Obviously.
But I'm super glad that I know both languages. But they're, unfortunately, as part of the French part of the world where they believe that it's the right language and it should only be spoken and it's the way the business is done.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what they don't fucking realize is that English is the number one business language in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hands so down. We're losing out on potentially billions and billions of dollars because of a language law. We have language police. Nowhere else in the world are there language police
Do you really?
Language police?
Well,
yes, where they
enforce
the French language.
How bad?
Do they go around saying, je suis?
But I mean, Carp. I mean, they do have
businesses get fines.
They do have
too predominantly English.
They have religious police in other places. I mean,
yeah, we have language police.
Yeah, same thing to me.
Yeah, you can catch a fine if your business is too English and things like that. Wow.
That's great. Like, okay, well, what about the millennials? Like, the millennials here are breaking out of religion. They're breaking out of their zones. They're breaking out of everything. A lot of the millennials,
depending where you were brought up, like, if you're brought up on the island of Montreal, which is very much understands that you need English for business, mm-hmm. a lot of them are actually moving out of Quebec because they don't want to deal with the crap.
Yeah, so Quebec is essentially going to fail eventually.
Well, the leader of one of our cable programs, Videotron, believes that Quebec can separate from Canada, where it's been proven that if Quebec separates from Canada, our current Prime Minister of Canada says, you're taking your part of the debt and we're taking the army. Enjoy trying to keep your land.
Nice.
So we've actually, when I was a kid, we had a vote for Quebec separating from Canada. Mm-hmm. It lost.
Okay.
But people were joking around how Quebec was going to become the 53rd state.
Yeah.
Because the Americans would be like, yeah, we're just going to buy all your electricity and get rid of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of calling you guys wetbacks, we'll call you frostbacks.
There you go. That's the same thing. There you go. Now, Ant, you're saying that Wales speaks a different language too, right?
Well, they speak Welsh.
Okay, so what's... But you don't speak Welsh, and you know...
No, because I'm English.
But you know people that do speak Welsh and English.
Yes.
What's that? What's that like? Like, carp is a big deal. Like, okay, so the millennials here... I'm brought up the millennials here because they're breaking a lot of... Like, there's a...
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
The millennials are us and a generation... Well, us and sort of the generation behind us. Sort of. Like, a little
more
bit.
More so the generation. Well, I'm 35, so I don't...
Yeah, but what about them? I don't...
They're breaking a lot of traditions that the baby boomers had and that generation had. Generation X had. Okay, so, like... A majority, 60 to 50% of the millennials do not believe in a god and a religion, okay? They also do not believe in any type of conservative party. So anybody that's against gays, anybody that's against any type of life choice.
All right, you're talking about liberals, yeah? Okay.
No. This is the generation of millennials. This is not
which are liberals.
No, this is not no.
Everything you've just described is liberal.
No, everything I described to you is a liberal. This is the new generation. I'm trying to explain this to you, but I guess you're not understanding it. This is the new generation. Statistically, this is the new generation of people that are being born. They don't care about gays. They don't care about religion. They want to know what's going on in the world for real. Like, it doesn't, like, you're different. That's why I was asking Carp about his different languages, because there is literally towns, and this is your favorite word, literally towns in
why
the U.S.
Why is that my favorite word?
Because you say it a lot.
No, because I use it once on a thing, and Heavyset started going mental.
Did you listen to the last WrestleCast? Did you listen to the last Cerebro Satire?
No.
Because you did it a lot.
Oh, yeah, because Heavyset listened to that, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Exactly. I listened to it, and I'm telling you, you used it a lot. But there is towns that have been around since 1607, since 1507, since 1807, whatever, in the United States, that are crumbling because...
Oh, 1507.
Okay, 1507, whatever. I was just throwing years out.
You definitely had feathers back then.
That's awesome. That are literally going, they're gone. They're disappearing in the United States because the millennial generation does not want to live there. They don't care for the schools. They don't care for the racism. They don't care for the sexism. They don't care for any of that stuff. They're moving out of their town and going into smaller / bigger towns or medium-sized towns or cities. I guess cities. They're going into cities.
Because the world changes and people grow and people realize things.
But you're saying
if we never progressed, mm-hmm. we'd still be in caves.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, I agree with that. You know, I agree with
the
everything.
Whole thing is about social progression and constant progression in nature and nurture and everything else. Yep. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that the people as nature progresses, as time progresses, people get more encompassed and people get more nounced to what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
Which is fine.
Which is why I was telling you this is the way the millennials are going.
Which is good.
And that's why I was asking Carp. That's why I was asking Carp about his dual language.
See,
because
you're saying that about other places. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're
go
saying
ahead,
that
Carp.
About other places, but Quebec is going backwards.
Really?
This is exactly the point that I was originally trying to make, is that over in this country, our national language is English. Yeah. Now, we invented the motherfucker, but guess what? Guess what? Everyone in the world wants to speak English, but a lot of English people now want to speak Cantonese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we feel that is going to be the language of business going forward.
We had that.
It's just the way the world changes.
We had
20
that.
Years ago, we were speaking, our second language was French and German and Spanish.
Yeah.
But now it's definitely going towards the Cantonese sort of era.
Yes, yes.
It's
just
the way the world is.
And we did have that. We had that over the globe for a while, but it just stopped eventually. Because there's so much prominence in China and Japan to learn English that it's just becoming English. Everything is just becoming English.
The whole world in 20 years will speak English, but we say that now. People from England are the laziest people in the world with language. Because we go to any country in the world and guess what, they speak it. And I'm not even joking.
No, I agree.
And everywhere in the world speaks English.
I agree.
Here's my other thing.
We're so lazy.
Parisienne, the actual French, are disgusted by Quebec because they've bastardized the language.
Yeah, because they changed it to their own. They made it a slang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, can I just ask a really simple question?
Yes.
If obviously you can speak French, yeah?
Yes, I can. What I was taught in school, what they're not taught anymore in school, but what we were taught in school was actual Parisienne French.
See? Okay, so if you were to go to Paris, would they understand a fucking word you said?
They would probably understand about 90% of what I said.
90%?
Because they'd
personally think you sounded fucking weird.
Well, because when I speak French, you can tell I'm English.
Yeah,
because I have a very thick English accent.
You know what I think it is?
It's like a French person speaking English.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you doing? You know, that's how you sound French.
You know what I think it is? I think it really is. I think it has everything to do with entertainment. That's what I think it is. I think it has everything to do with TV and movies. I really do think that is.
In what way?
Because everything is broadcast from either Hollywood or the UK now, especially BBC America. It's so big and it's everywhere. Australia. It's just everybody on TV. And TV is a natural, docile thing for people. It's a thing to veg out on. And whether you speak it or not, it doesn't matter. To understand what's going on TV, to buy in. I mean, we know that Friends, the TV show, has gone around the world and has been everywhere in the world. Everyone knows who fucking Jennifer Aniston is because of Friends.
Hang on.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Have you never heard of dubbing?
No.
Have you never heard of subtitles?
Yes, and I've heard of dubbing. I've heard of subtitles. But a lot of those TV shows are not dubbed and subtitled. They just didn't. They didn't have the budget for them back then, so they just sold them off.
I do agree.
And that was it. That was
to a certain extent.
Yeah, that was it. They just sold them off. And I mean, you look at it, it brings me to the same point. I'm watching Top Gear. I know we talked about Top Gear earlier. Watching Top Gear, and they're in fucking Gypsy Land in the middle of, where were, I don't even know where they were, in like Armadia. They were in Armadia, and some kid, some little 4-year, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-year-old kid writes John Cena on the back of one of their cars.
I mean,
you're telling me they don't know? They spelled it correctly. It's not like they did it in Armenian. They spelled it John Cena on the back of the cars. John Cena is a wrestler, for what you guys don't know. That is huge, dude.
The only way I can put it into sort of context is that every minute that goes past, the world gets smaller. And that's what it is.
I agree.
The world is just getting smaller. It's,
With TV, technology, and this is the only thing, and I'm going to, we can close this in a minute. This is the only thing that scares me about that, okay? Eventually, it may not be in our lifetime, it may not be in our children's lifetime, eventually it's going to be a one world government. I mean, eventually. Yes.
It could possibly be.
Yeah.
We'll go to 1984 style.
Carp?
What I'm thinking of, if you're thinking of, is that South Park episode where people in the future, they're all like a gray skin tone because we've all just become one thing.
Yes.
But they travel back to the past because there's no jobs in the future.
We talked about that. We did that. It's a bull. That's a great bulwark.
I thought you was going to do the South Park atheist one.
No. Yeah, that's amazing too. But no, it's a bulwark quote that says everyone keeps fucking everyone until we're the same color. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to become a one one world government. And
what
then,
I'm more scared of is the Idiocracy scenario.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes.
You're going to get... Oh, yes. One day you'll get President Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get...
Camacho.
Yeah, you're going to get it. And you're going to... It's the inevitable, especially if aliens find us first. If aliens legitimately find us first, it's going to be a one world government real fucking quick.
I honestly think aliens have come and they've landed in the wrong parts and they're like, yeah, we're not dealing.
We're not dealing with this shit.
What was that? What was that movie that? Oh God, Owen Wilson's brother done. In this future.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, yeah. Yeah. Like Judge's Idiocracy.
And we've talked about that before.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it before. Where everyone drinks Gatorade instead of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked
about
that.
I'm just baiting. I'm voting.
I like money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's eventually it's gonna lead towards a one world government. I'm all about it, man. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, and I'm so against, like, this flag's better than that flag's better than this flag, this skin color is better than that skin color, better than this gender, better than that gender. It sucks. It all sucks. The whole thing sucks. Just, we're here for each other. Why can't we just be here for each other?
My last opinion on the matter is, you know, we are humans, and I pretty much hate all other humans. But
I'm like that.
I don't care if you're black, you're gay.
So you don't hate all other humans. You don't.
No.
You find them annoying.
That's why I like you.
Yeah. You find them annoying
at
some point.
Like, if I see a black person, I'm not going to hate him more
because
than a
black.
White person.
Yeah.
You're all cunts to me.
Yeah, yeah.
until I like you.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's my final fucking 5 cents on that. I take it on your personality. If you're a nice guy, you're a nice fucking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Carb. This is your article. Go ahead. End us out.
Oh, that's pretty much it.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. let's go to the outro, guys. Here we go.
Okay.
And that was your Cerebral Satire. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can also follow me at Devil Vamp on Twitter. Follow Carp. He's always on Old School at the Movies. Every single week, it's Carp DM on Twitter or something like that.
Killer Carp DM.
There you go. Killer Carp DM. He wasn't supposed to say anything, but he's going to say anything. There you go. And as always, follow us.
You can't break the fourth wall.
Yeah, Carp. Don't break the fourth wall.
But recording it's like this Deadpool. Out of order. Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yes. Deadpool. Deadpool. Deathpool. Well, DRG doesn't listen to this, so that's fine. Guys, please visit dsjnp.com. Check us out there. We're always putting stuff on there. We're always adding stuff. All of our picks will be on there on Cerebral Satire this week. Show notes are on there. Anything else is on there. Visit there. We will have stuff there soon for you to make sure you click on. Right, Ant?
Yeah, I might be doing blogs on there about my life. I might be doing my own very own diary, which is on the website.
He needs it because he's getting ready to have two kids. He needs it. Wayne, so, what you got, Wayne?
Ant's Diary.
Ant's
Look
diary.
Out for it.
And we're probably going to end up moving picks to there. So we're probably going to have a page just dedicated to picks of what we like,
yes.
what we're
yes.
into. Because we can't add them to Cerebral Satire, especially if we have guests every week. So we're probably just going to move picks to the website. So please check
yes,
out the picks every single week.
That's what we need to do.
And, Wayne, what you got?
What? Where are you going to find me?
Jesus Christ, Wayne.
Just say goodbye.
Fucking A.
just say goodbye.
He's the one that has to go to bed. We're recording this early, and he fucks it up.
I'm professional, thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds it.
You can find me on Twitter on @WaynesAbaker. You can find me on mostly anywhere on the DSJMP Entertainment website or shows. And that's about it, really, because I ain't got much of a life. So
thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
Follow us
so
on here.
Wayne, no, Wayne, before you go, what is your new Twitter handle?
Yeah. I don't know. If you guys are serious and not put anything insulting, you guys can decide. So tweet us and let us know.
Wayne is a cunt.
And the funniest one will go on. No, Wayne is a wanker or anything like that, because that will not be considered.
Wayne is a cunt, right, Ant?
I quite like that one.
I do.
It's in my
top three.
I think
that goes under the umbrella of Wayne as a wanker.
It is in my top three as well. Wayne is a cunt is in my top three.
Wayne is a wanker is my number two.
Yeah, I would say that too.
And Wayne is a pedophile is number one.
Isn't a game of family fortunes.
Wayne is a pedophile is my favorite. Yes, I like that. Yes. #Wayne Wayne is a pedophile.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one with the Snapchat Uncle Chris.
Hey, shut up. It's for my nephew. Shut the fuck up. I hate you.
You've just... Now Wayne's
God
broken
damn,
the fourth wall.
He's broken the fourth wall. You fucking
Sorry
asshole.
Sorry you brought it down to pedophilia.
That's it. We're done. Bye, bitches. Shit,
Bye.
I fucking hate you,
Thanks
Wayne.
Bye.